and 8 Ready Sunshine, 7 and 8 Race 7 Clear, and Race 8 number 5 Evil Dreams, Race 8 number 5. They're the scratchings. They haven't quite gone in from Morfordville Parks in Adelaide. Peter Alice will preview that program on Sky Sports Radio just after 11 this morning. They're the scratchings. After this break, we'll start looking at Chinese Race Day, the first of those at Randwick.
If you love a bet, then we bet you'll love a $100,000 first four jackpot on Race 9 at Royal Randwick today, and a $25,000 quaddy jackpot at Wentworth Park tonight. And now you can cash out your quaddy after the first, second or third leg. Collect a payout or ride it out thanks to Tab's Quaddy Cash Out. So place a bet you'll never forget on your Tab app, online at tab.com.au or at your local Tab today. Tab, we love a bet. Gamble responsibly.
Mum, remember maths wasn't my best subject at school.
Nothing was.
Yeah, let's stick with maths. It seems someone's over-ordered notebooks and tablets and lots more from brands like Apple, Samsung, Asus, Logitech and Microsoft.
I know.
How do you know?
I'm your mother. What are you going to do?
Back to school specials.
Lanos back to school specials? I like it.
That sounds like I'm going back to school.
Well, you need to.
Bingley's back to school, uni and work specials.
AstiVita.com.au. Up to 70% off products including wall and freestanding ovens, appliance packages, cooktops, sinks, tapware with a new black chrome finish out soon. Plus they have vanities, toilet sweeps, basins and freestanding and drop-in bars and so much more. 2U warranty over 50 service locations with free delivery to most areas. AstiVita.com.au. Up to 70% off. An Aussie company since 2007. That's AstiVita.com.au.
It's Yearling sale time, and Dynamic Syndications will be active again at all major sales. As primary syndicator for the Gay Waterhouse and Adrian Bott Stables, we invite you to join us in 2017 as together we aim at massive prize money. Our family-operated business has been involved with 13 Group 1 wins, including the Cox Plate, Golden Slipper, Caulfield and Rosehill Guineas, Blue Diamond and many more. For info, visit dynamicsyndications.com, follow us on social media or call 1-800-619-999. AFSL 3360808.
Racing HQ is brought to you by Tab. Bet you'll love our $100,000 first ball jackpot on Race 9 at Royal Randwick today. See tab.com.au for details. Gamble responsibly.
Yes, it is Racing HQ Saturday, and it's time to start looking at Randwick. Ron Duffacy and Mike Fraser with us. Ron, if I can come to you, we should have mentioned this Northwest Passage for Waterhouse and Bott and Adam Hieronymus down there in Tassie, winning the Derby in the twilight yesterday.
Yeah, I didn't realise it was on in the Friday afternoon. I was usually a Sunday or a Saturday afternoon meeting. But, good luck to them. Good to see Adam winning a feature race. He's working hard, keeping his weight in check and riding well.
Yeah, riding extremely well. And there's some big racing down in Tasmania still to come. But well done to all concerned with Northwest Passage winning the Tasmanian Derby. Let's welcome in Mark Van Gestel, the Chief Steward for Racing New South Wales. Morning to you, Mark.
Good morning, Andrew. How are you?
Yeah, very well, mate. A lot on the plate, a lot of inquiries and hearings coming up. And I guess, James McDonald, you've got an appeal hearing that will come up. Is that March?
Yeah, it's in March, Andrew. That's correct. It's an appeal in respect to the severity of penalty. So I think it's around about the 14th of March that that'll take place, and we'll know the outcome soon after that date.
Okay, and there's, I think, the Chris Waller one, it's coming up, and also lots of other hearings that are taking place, Paul Murray and the like. So you've got a lot on your plate, as I say.
Yeah, there's been a bit to do in the lead-up to autumn, Andrew.
Yep, for sure. All right, mate, did you go out this morning? How's that track?
No, I didn't go out, but spoke to Nevesh yesterday, and obviously I've been keeping the water up to the track in a good four, but look, it shouldn't disadvantage any horse in the run.
Understand. All right, mate, take us through some horses.
Andrew, in the fourth race, His Majesty Gossett in the takeover target. They did notify they were going to ride it quieter from the wide draw. It got back, but making the home turn, it was badly held up and didn't get clear running until about the 200 metres. Once it got out, it finished the race off very strongly. It also did lose its off-ball plate, making the home turn, so things didn't go right for it in that race. Take it in down to the seventh event. In her time, we did make a release during the week, Andrew, that subsequent to her last start, did have some bruising to its near-fall heel, and as a consequence, bar plates have been placed on in her time. Ben Smith, its trainer, had indicated to us that the horse had worn those bar plates in a track gallop and also during a recent barrier trial. So it's been vetted by his own vet, but we'll have it vetted as a matter of course when it arrives onto the track.
Right.
Over to the 8th, Andrew, Leopari. We did speak to Brenton. I've done him respect to his ride at Randwick on the 21st of January. He was beaten only a length, finishing 4th to Olympic Academy. Look, we spoke to him in respect to his tactics in the early part of the straight. He shifted out to follow a fancied runner. When that runner didn't go forward, he was held up and then had to go back to the inside. Probably didn't get out until about the 200 metres. Then again, probably over the final 50 metres or so, couldn't be tested when it was disappointed for clear running once again. But, look, nothing went right for it in that race, and it certainly should have finished much closer than what the form suggests. And the only other one to mention, Andrew, is Schnitzel Knight, Warwick Farm, on the 18th of January. Beaten the length by Dorset Star when finishing third to that horse. It was bumped heavily at the start, steady from heels at the 700 metres, but then in the straight it didn't have much room, had to shift out about the 250 metres to obtain clear running, and then raced very tight until about the 150 metres, and I thought his final 100 metres was quite good in the circumstances.
That's Schnitzel Knight for the Snowdens, race 8, number 10. Good on you, Mark. Good luck out there today.
Great. Thanks, Andrew.
Mark Van Gestel, Chief Steward for Racing New South Wales, going through the Steward's report. The combination is back, Duffersey, Fraser. We need one other partner to complete the trio. He's not back till next week.
Oh, no.
So please. We've gone for talent again this week. Dave Stanley is joining us from with the markets from.
I hope Dave hasn't been to the dentist again.
No, let's hope not. Good morning to you, Dave.
Good morning, Andrew. I don't know about talent. No Munsey back next week, but I must admit it's a lot of pressure with these early mornings because even though he's not in the studio, he's listening like a hawk, Glenn.
Oh, yes.
And any stuff up, I get text messages and all sorts of things. So
no, well, one thing I'll stress to you, Dave, turn the phone over so you can't read them. That's what you do. You just and then look at them after 9:30 when you're finished with us.
Just block him.
Yeah, exactly. Block them. Duff's done that of late.
Has that fight started yet in Adelaide? Yes,
it's all over.
It's over? Oh, geez. Yeah. What happened there?
Do you want me to tell? I'm giving you a
really
boxing
interested.
Warning.
Yeah.
Green one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Righto, Sam, thanks for that enthusiasm, Duff. The marker, Dave, for the first at Randwick today.
Yes, favourite at this stage, number 4, Montauk, was well back when markets opened. They opened at 280, tab.com.au, out to 320 and now back into 280, and there has already been a sprinkling of money just as markets have opened. Second elector, Gold Ambition, has been 460 into 440. The horse that's been best backed in the race has been Shelmanizer, the 5. Opened 9.50 earlier this week, and that was taken within a matter of minutes into 8.50, into 8. Thursday, lots of activity. It was $7, and even this morning there's been money for it at the 5.50 price. Not too much money for anything else, but Shelmanizer, Bensley, actually holds most of the money in this particular event.
Yeah, well, the speed in the race, we're struggling to find a leader here with the scratching of Kapoor and Survived. I'm assuming that Gold Ambition will be left in front by default, and then it's a matter of who posses up behind. Look, I thought maybe even King's Officer, you know, up to 2,000, you know, fully fit, might be there. Shelmanizer might take some sort of a spot, and possibly Montauk. They may press on with it, but it's a bit of a messy speed map. I've got Gold Ambition leading by default, Ron.
Yeah, I think he leads, although Shelmanizer's he'll want a more of a staying test and may pour some pressure on here. I would have thought he's been up on the speed at his past three starts at least.
Back from 2,400?
Yeah, well, that's why I think he has to show a little bit of aggression. He doesn't want to sit sprint. So I would have thought a little bit of aggression from an outside draw there, but that's just a personal opinion. I like him. Dave says 9 into whatever, 5.50. Well, I hope they're going to pay me the 11s I got early in the on Wednesday. So that's the price that he went up. I think back to 2,000 metres suits here. He drops in class. He tries hard. You know, like I say, he's back from listed sort of racing here. And I think he's fairly genuine. And I would have thought he'd be hard to run down. I think Montauk's his danger. He has to back up 3 weeks running now, Montauk. So he must be a good doing horse in the stable. He cruised up last week and didn't go on with the job, but maybe back to the Randwick 2,000 metres suits him. He seems to perform well here at Randwick, Montauk. Six Vassal, he just plugged home last week, but backing up with blinkers on could see a dramatic improvement from him. And Best of the Rest is More Than Fabulous, who's look, he just chips away, and he's been running fairly good races without winning. One of the favourites here, Gold Ambition, I thought it was a very common win at Bathurst, not showing much desire at all, and I find him hard to back in this race, although he has the ability. I like 5, 5, 4, 6 and 8.
Now, I think anything goes in this race. I've gone with one you haven't even mentioned there in King's Officer. He's
yep.
yet to win at 2,000, but look, he's had two runs from a 48-day break, and they've both been, you know, full of merit. He closed well at Warwick Farm over 1,400, stepped up to the mile at Randwick the other day, was never really going to win, but I thought it, you know, finished off solidly enough. And from a decent sort of draw in a very winnable race, I'm just going to lean towards him. And the fact that, you know, I forecast that there's a little bit of juice in this ground today, that won't be a disservice to him either. For second, I've thrown in the 6 Vassal. He was a shade disappointing last start at Rose Hill, but that was his first outing in 35 days. And as Ronnie said, he's on the quick backup here, which he does like. And 3 of his 4 best runs have been at Randwick, so I could see him turning things around here. For third, I've thrown in Montauk. I think the key to him is definitely the change of track. He was impressive winning this track and distance 2 runs back, where he actually sort of had a tendency to savage the line, beating a lip last start at Rose Hill, and that was his first placing in 9 attempts there. So I think he gets a big tip, a big tick coming back to Randwick. And for fourth, number 5, Shellman Isa. No knock on it. Handles the dead track. 2,000 definitely suits, and is rock hard fit. 7, 6, 4 and 5, race 1.
Darren Flindell calling all the action for Sky today, and in the first he likes the 5 to beat 4, 2 and 8. 5, 4, 2 and 8 for Darren Flindell in race number 1. Race 2, Dave, this market's been changed a little bit, particularly this morning with Taking Aim coming out, number 3. Take us through it, mate.
Firstly, horse number 1, Veronello, earlier this week. Price was around 460 when it opened, and lots of activity for it yesterday. It was 460 into 380 by yesterday morning, and then by close of business last night, or late last night, it was 350 with the scratching of Taking Aim. It's opened again at 2.8. So horse number 1, very well backed over the last couple of days. Number 2, Ace High, has been 19 into $14. The 3 obviously scratched. Eden Rock, 350 into 270. It is your favourite. Lights, horse number 5, also well backed Wednesday. Went up $26, and that was quite attractive to a number of punters. Into $12 by yesterday afternoon. And then this morning with the scratchings has now reopened $9. Horse number 8, Cuba, is 850 in solid and exceeds down the bottom at 460. Another one that's been backed, 7 into 460. Best backed, though, in terms of the money held, is number 1.
Okay, well, the speed in the race, I've got Lights pressing forward from a good draw. The toppy on the fresh side, it'll press on also. I think Cuba will hold some sort of a spot, maybe boxing up behind them. Eden Rock won't be too far away. It's got plenty of gate speed. And I'll ask you, Ronnie, where do you think they'll go on exceeds? I mean, forward or back?
Good question. I think he'll jump and read the play and take his time, Avdala, but she could do either one, whether go back or forward. I think he's got 2 options there, and he'll just try and judge the speed of the race. But it's a question I really can't answer what they're going to do there. Tricky race with Veronillo. It was a nice debut win back in November. I thought he looked good coasting home in that recent trial. Should be in the finish here, off a nice win in the spring. I think the 4 is the danger, Eden Rock. He was beaten but not disgraced there at his debut there behind Exceeds, and I think he's set to improve with race experience under his belt now with a set of winkers and up to 1,100 metres. Of the others, there's no knock on Exceeds. There was no fluke in that win beating Eden Rock last time. She's a really nice filly who's got I think she's got upside, so gets a chance to really stamp herself here today. And this horse has been well specced, as Dave said, all week here. Lights, they just, every time I looked at him, he was firming. At least he's got a little bit of speed, and he covered ground in that trial and went on with the job in that trial. So not bullish about this race. I was with the other horse in the race taking aim, but not so much now. 1, 4, 11 and 5.
Yeah, I've got the same numbers. I've just changed them around slightly. I've gone with Exceeds, number 11 down the bottom. Just slightly concerned about where he gets from the draw, but look, I think he's made really nice progress between his two runs. The Canterbury debut run was okay. And then, as Ronnie said, it was absolutely no fluke. Last start, got the better of Eden Rock over the last 100 metres and was getting away from it. If he gets any sort of a run early, and Brenton Abdullah's been on him, been on her, I should say, in both her starts, so we should know her well enough.
There's only six runners.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. She's not going to be too much of a difficulty there. And look, I think there's more upside to her. I've got her on top of the top weight, Veronilla. Lovely cold barrier trial, only got a run to its easy debut win at Rose Hill, over 1100, I think suited by the set weights, ticks quite a lot of boxes for Eden Rock, should be fitter. Look, was there to win the other day, and I wouldn't say disappointing, but was certainly beaten on its merits, but open to more improvement. And the other one, Lights, I've always had a little bit of an opinion of this one. Nice little barrier trial, and didn't have every chance in its debut run at Randwick behind Champagne Cuddles. Found trouble and still got to the line, so it's a horse with a bit of upside also. Interesting race. I'm 11, 1, 4 and 5.
Darren Flindell likes the toppy here. Veronello, number one for Godolphin and James Doyle. One to beat, 4, 11 and 2. 1, 4, 11 and 2 for Darren in race number two. Race three, could this be Strawberry Boy's day today? Dave, take us through the TAB fixed odds market at this stage.
All right, number one, Allergic, $13 into $12. Number two, Religify, has been $3.50 earlier this week into $2.9, $2.90. You mentioned Strawberry Boy, horse number three, $3.80 into $3.50, back to $3.60 this morning. But Strawberry Boy does hold around 70% of all money invested on the race. So I think the boy's just maybe taking on Strawberry Boy a little bit at this stage. Chester Shadow, $7 into $6, horse number four. Red Nav is at $41 and unwanted. The five Gold Symphony has been backed, $4.60 into $4. And horse number seven, Song and Laughter, 13 into 11.
Yeah, well, the speed in the race, obviously, the stablemates, Religify and Strawberry Boy, are going to sort it out. I think Religify has led in 18 of his 24 starts, and Strawberry's led in 29 of his 35 starts. So plenty of gate speed between the two of them. I'm sure they'll sort it out one way or the other. I think Tester Shadow will tuck in behind, and the others will find their spots. But interesting speed race. They certainly will. I think they're going to sort of roll at a true tempo with these two in the race, Ron.
Yeah, well, he likes to tough it out, doesn't he, Strawberry Boy? And Religify, well, his last win was a beauty. Look, I'm a Strawberry Boy fan. I had something on him at the Gold Coast there. I thought he was outstanding. He was just attacked left, right and centre. He was 3 and 4 wide the whole way. He boxed on particularly well. I know he's got 61 to carry today, but he's a big, powerful horse. He hits the mile third up at Randwick at the right time. And four of his nine wins have been at a mile, so he's primed here, I would have thought. Religifies his danger, set to give a bold side again, no doubt about it, and he does get the claim for a young man that did win on him last start. Of the others, actually, late Gold Symphony in for second. I think he's the danger. He's up in grade and wasn't disgraced last time. He's right at his peak and up to this distance suits. So I thought he was the second pick. Religify third and Tester Shadow. Well, he was a surprise winner at the Gold Coast first up. Probably misses his regular rider today, but you can't knock that Magic Millions Cup form. I'm 3, 6, 2 and 4.
Okay, I'm with Religify number two. He's pretty hard to fold in all six runs he's had this prep. He's got wins in two of his last three. His most recent run, he ticked the 1600 metre box. He's just got to sort the lead out. He likes firmer ground, there's no doubt about that. He likes the firm ground underneath, and I don't think today's track's going to bother him, and he's there to race well again. The dangers, well, I think Gold Symphony is the danger. He's closed well all three runs he's had, his last three starts. He was the winner two starts back at Warwick Farm. He found the worst ground last start here at Randwick over the same trip. The only box he's got to tick is it's his first go at 1,600 metres, but I really don't see that as an issue. Three Strawberry Boy for third. Look, he's finally getting fit now. He's had a pretty long, he had a long spell, this horse. He was 213 days off the scene. He's had two runs and three trials. And as Ron pointed out, he had a pretty tough run at the Gold Coast in the race won by Tester Shadow. Does meet that horse 2 kilos worse, but I think his fitness levels will be right up there, so he's ready to produce his best. And for fourth, I've thrown in Song and Laughter, number seven. He's fit now after three runs up to a mile. Obviously suited over further, but he's one that likes a little bit of softness underfoot, so he's a minor end player. 2, 6, 3, and 7.
And for Darren Flindell, he's gone Strawberry Boy on top, number three, to beat 2, 4, and 6. 3, 2, 4, and 6 for Darren Flindell in race number three. We're a week away from not only Winks returning out at Randwick, but also, Ron, you're into the sales at this time of the year. The Inglis Classic Yearling Sale, the catalogue, has been out for ages, but the sale begins after the race meeting next Saturday night, the 11th, starting at 6 o'clock, and then it's on Sunday and Monday. So if you haven't collared a yearling yet, and there's been plenty of chances, but still plenty to come for Inglis, the classic sale, Ron. And in recent years, it's been Yankee Rose, Extreme Choice, and the new one, I Am a Star, who won the Group 1 Myers, come through that sale.
Yeah, always a good trainer's sale, as you call it, where the trainers get there and then get their, you know, that's something they can afford. It's not like the big prices of Inglis Easter or the Magic Millions up at the Gold Coast. There's an opportunity there to go there and find a nice little type, probably not with not as much pedigree as some of the big ones, but it's all about getting a good type and looking for it. And this is a sale you could just sneak around and find something.
Yeah, exactly. So that begins next Saturday night. Straight after Winks returns, you'll be off to Inglis, not far from Randwick, and that sale begins at 6 o'clock next Saturday night, the Inglis Classic. We move to race four. This is the Chai X Sprint, and this is over 1,000 metres. Dave, what's the market telling us here?
Andrew, number one, Straturbo, is at $26. Number two, Den Magic, has opened $6 this morning. Number three, His Majesty, $5.50. The four is Heart Tester, $18. Your favourite is the 5, Del Cielo. It's at $2.90. The 6, Bullpip, $14. The 7, RGNC, is at $5.50. The 8, Runzati, is at $10. And the 9, Bollier, is at $10. The two best back runners in the race, at longer odds, Heart Test is $31 into $18. Been very well backed each way. And also, there's been solid money around for RGNC at $5.50. The favourite, Del Cielo, has just drifted 270 out to that price I mentioned of 290.
Okay, speed in the race. Well, we've got horses like Bullpit going forward, a GNC Fresh won't be too far away. Straturbo, the top weight, won't, and it can take up speed. And Runzati, this Victorian visitor, has been on pace in a lot of its races also. So I think they're the ones that will sort the lead out. Possibly Bullpit holding the others out with the favourite Del Cielo. If he can get across from that draw, he could finish into a nice spot, maybe fifth or sixth.
Yeah, I agree with that. He's a running horse, Bullpit. He probably attempts to find the lead, although it's hard to read those speed races down the Flemington Straight. They don't actually go that hard. I'm a favourite fan here, Del Cielo. I know he didn't beat much at Warwick Farm there, but I thought he did it with a bit of style. He's always been a horse with a lot of ability, and he's been work in progress. He's had a bit of a mind of his own. They tried to stretch him up to a mile, and it didn't work. Now that Chris has got him, he's assessing him, and I think he's assessed him as a sprinter. He's training him like one, similar profile to last time, you know, a month between runs at 1,000 metres. Look, I have to go with the dominance of that last start win. Five on top. I'm probably having a good bet on him, but whatever I do, I'm going to crunch out on number two here, Den Magic, who sounds like, you know, Bowman's just stamped his back. He wants it for sure. She's had an easy trial, this mare. I know she hasn't been tried at 1,000 metres, but she's got that sectional ability to really fit in here if they roll along, and watch for her to be charging over the top of them late here. I think they're the two hopes. His Majesty is interesting, fresh and back to 1,000. It might work for him, but he'll need everything to go right here from barrier one. And I think the leader might give a sight. He's a non-winner. in recent times, Bullpit, but at least he's a specialist at 1,000 metres, which gives him some hope. Look, just on the others here, Agency interests me how hard she is in the market. She's a sharp mare resuming after a very good prep, and she's tuned up. So that marketplace tells me she's very well fancied today. And also, this horse from Melbourne that's had a bit of support, Ransardi, I couldn't find it, but it's obviously found by a few punters with a bit of an idea. But I'm all over 5 and 2. 5, 2, 3 and 6.
Yeah, I'm with Del Cielo. I think might have been the last winner I tipped a month ago. He exploded at Warwick Farm. I think when we listened to your interview with Glyn earlier, he said he's got a few tricks. The fact that he's got the race experience on him, he should, you know, have a better feel for the horse. He travels in the run, and when he lets down, yeah, he just really does explode. I think if everything falls into place today, there's no reason why he can't go on with the job. I've got him on top of the Victorian, Ransardi. He's been, as I say, he's been good up on the speed, three of his last four runs in Melbourne. Similar grade to this. His latest run was his first outing in 35 days, so he should, you know, derive a little bit of benefit from that from a fitness point of view. If he comes up here in good form, he's going to be competitive for sure. A GNC for third, number 7. Always had an opinion about this horse. His fresh form is good. He's won 2 of 3 fresh. He's had 2 lovely cold barrier trials. I think he's ready to race well for sure. And look, doesn't win often. Well, Harvey ever wins Voliere, the bottom one, has had a month since having 2 runs back this prep. Another that's going back in distance to 1,000. And, you know, if it ever puts its mind on the job, it's one that can finish off strongly. I think 5's too good for them to beat 8, 7 and 9.
Yeah, 5 as well for Darren Flindell here. Del Cello to beat 4, 3 and 7. 5, 4, 3 and 7 for Darren in race number 4. This is Racing HQ Saturday. You can download the TAB app and you can listen to us anywhere you go on Sky Sports Radio, as well as watching us on Sky Racing 1. It's a good thing to do. Download your TAB app.
Coming up Monday, Andrew Webster and Dick Fain are live from the Super Bowl, giving us all the latest. Roger Rashid reviews the Davis Cup action, and we'll cover the Sydney Sevens and Auckland Nines. All that and more.
All roads lead to Mudgee this Sunday for Mudgee Race Club's 4X Gold Mudgee Mug Race Day. Hot on the heels of Mudgee's Celebrity Golf Classic, this big day of racing will feature entertainment, fashions on the field, tab and bookies, and it's the season launch for the Mudgee Dragons. What could be better than a feature day of country racing at historic and majestic Mudgee? Enjoy the magic of Mudgee with the Mudgee Race Club this Sunday.
If you love a bet, then we bet you'll love a $100,000 first four jackpot on race 9 at Royal Randwick today and a $25,000 quaddy jackpot at Wentworth Park tonight. And now you can cash out your quaddy after the first, second or third leg. Collect a payout or ride it out thanks to TAB's Quaddy Cash Out. So place a bet you'll never forget on your TAB app, online at tab.com.au or at your local TAB today. TAB, we love a bet. Gamble responsibly. Inglis Classic is firmly in the spotlight. 19 individual stakes winners in 2016. 5 at Group 1 level, including Yankee Rose and Extreme Choice. Inglis Classic, February 11 to 13 at Newmarket, Sydney. Catalogue at inglis.com.au.
The Queen of Australian Racing, Winx, goes in.
Where will you be when Winx makes her stunning return to the track in 2017? Get to Royal Randwick or Rosehill Gardens this racing season to experience the thrill and excitement of live racing.
And they're racing.
See the champions of the sport battle it out for ultimate glory. Who will trump the best of the best? Or will Winx continue her winning streak? Make sure you're on track to find out and be part of the action. Visit www.theatc.com.
Sky Sports Radio with the latest winning info right now on Racing HQ.
It is Racing HQ Saturday, the best in the business right through the next few months for you. Every Saturday is Ron Duffersey and Mike Fraser. They're with us previewing Randwick. We're up to race number 5. Dave Stanley's here from tab.com.au. Dave, we always love a tab highway.
We do, and the punters, they always seem to get it right. Whenever they back late in that last 5 minutes of betting, you know, whether it be on track or with the tab, they just very, very lethal. I'll go down the board. Number one, All Summer Long, $9.50. Number two, Nick's Vendetta, $5. The three, Steel Frost, at $15, has been 17 into 15. The four, Touch Sensitive, is at $21. The five, I Told Georgie, 15. The six, Superstar Bob, $4. The seven, Nick Off, at 51. The eight, Supreme Lad, is at 51. Lulu, the nine, is at $8. Our Meteor, number 10, is at $21. Bo Hoffa, the 11, is at $51. The 13 is your favourite, Clipper. It's at $3.80. And the 17, Greenback Boogie, at $51. Best back here, lots of money around for the top two in the market, the 13, Clipper, and also the six, Superstar Bob, which has been $4.60 to $4. But each way money around, fellas, for the 10, Our Meteor, at $21.
Okay, well, speed in the race, there's a little bit of pressure here. We've got Pace Inside and Out. We've got Touch Sensitive from Barrier 2 will press forward and more than likely take up the running. All Summer Long, the toppy, fresh from a good draw, won't be too far away. Then you've got other horses like Steel Frost and Clipper not that far off. And then you've got your wide runners. You've got Greenback Boogie, Bo Hoffa, and of course Huey on Nick's Vendetta. They're all going to come across and try and find some sort of a spot. So when you've got Pace Inside and Out, they can generally generate it a little bit quicker, Ron.
Yeah, exactly right. No doubt about that. It's an interesting battle here. I also had Touch Sensitive kicking up there from that inside draw. Look, I can't get away from the two stablemates here. Matty Dale's pair, the Superstar Bob and Clipper. You had to be taken by Superstar Bob's win at only his second start in a race. He was only out of maiden class going into it. He went to the line gawking and pricking his ears and treating him with a little bit of contempt there. Before the race, Matt Dale said, oh, look, I think he's a run short, but he's the horse that'll make most progression out of the race. Well, if he has, although he did swing around late when he saw him against the other horses, he did say, well, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe he is ready today. But I can't see him going backwards, put it that way. Looks a talented horse. I think he'll win. I think his stablemate's the big danger, Clipper. Well, she had to do all the work from the wide draw last time, and not everything went her way. I think she's a nice filly on the improve with... mapping beautifully here, where and Avdullah takes over. Lulu is suited here with a gear change going forward, and I think back to 1200 is the key to the Lulu. I just think the 1400 and the wide draw was against the other day, and best of the rest, maybe. Yeah, we're going to throw in Nick's Vendetta with the Bowman factor, but needs a lot to go right. 6, 13, 9, and 2.
Yeah, once again, I've got the same numbers as you, and I think that Randwick race from a fortnight ago is definitely the form line for today's event. But look, I'm going to stick with Nick's, with Huey on board. He gets a slightly better weight relief of the three runners here. That was his first outing in 55 days off a soft trial win at Gosford. I think there's upside to him. He definitely needs a Hugh Bowman special to get across and get into the right spot. But if he can tuck in there maybe two or three pairs back, even if he is three wide with cover, he could get into the right running line in the straight. Look, he's not a good thing or anything, but I think he's there to race well. Undoubtedly, number six, Superstar Bob, is the danger. He's produced good figures in both wins. The Canberra maiden win was good. And then, as Ronnie said, he was quite arrogant late in that race a fortnight ago, this track and distance. So, look, I'm sure he's going to race well again. 13, Clipper. I concede it did do a little bit of work, but I'm just in the back of my mind, I'm wondering whether it's going to run a strong 1,200 or out or not, or whether just that early effort sort of maxed it out the last 50 metres, because was out on its feet late. And for fourth, number nine, Leilu, no, nothing wrong with it at all. I don't think it ran the 1,400 out last start as favourite in that class two here. A little 21-day fresh and back to 1,200, more to its liking. A great little race, 2, 6, 13 and 9.
Yeah, Darren Flindell's with you, Mike, here. Nick's Vendetta, number 2, to beat 6, 1 and 13. 2, 6, 1 and 13 there for Darren Flindell in race number 5. Another terrific running of the Tab Highway. To races 6 and 7 now, the first leg of the main quaddie. Of course, you've got the early quaddie earlier on, but this starts it off, the Eskimo Prince. Dave, it changed yesterday when Oh My Sword obviously came out. You there, Dave?
Yes, can you hear me?
I can now, yep, loud and clear.
Yeah, no, look, you're 100% right. It did change yesterday with the stretching of the filly or the mare, but look, it'll be interesting to see how it all unfolds today. I'll go through this market. Number one coming through at 4.8 now is tab.com.au. Guard of Honour, horse number two at 4.60. Bazell, the four, is your favourite. It's at $3.60. The five, Bernice, is $8 into $7. The six, Generalissimo, $17. The seven, Spending to Win, and best backed by far. It's been $5 into $4.80 just alone this morning. I saw a bet roll in as we were earlier talking, a $600 bet at that $5. So now into 4.8, Spending to Win. The eight, Man from Uncle, is at $23. And on the spot at longer odds has been well backed. It's $13 as we speak, but you could have got as much as $51 when markets first opened.
Yeah, well, the speed in the race, we discussed it earlier in the day, and Spending to Win just flies solo. Pete Snowden's well aware of it. They're going to utilise that free lead, so to speak. Hoopos is up behind it, I'm not sure. I said earlier that I thought On the Spot has been back, was back first up, but look, in previous runs, last preparation, it's been up on the speed, and I think it could just fall into a good spot. The rest of it's up for grabs. I don't know whether you've got any thoughts there, Ronnie, but apart from Spending to Win, it's a bit of a mess.
Agree. A real mess. So it's up there for someone to read the play. You know, maybe Bryanik will be aggressive, but I don't know. He's not really a leader. So we'll just leave it to the boys. It certainly is advantage Spending the Win on the map, and if, you know, a couple of leaders are getting a fair go early, it'll run a solid favourite here, Spending to Win. I'm floored with losing Oh My Sword. Hopefully she's back on track for next week, because she's a real star of the show that we need over the autumn carnival. And also her stablemate here coming through. I'm a huge fan of him. I'm just trying to read between the lines. It sounds like the stable thinks he'll need a run. Still, his ability and quality is going to take him a long way here. He's only had 98 days off. He's had two trials. I think he's going to shape into a Doncaster Mile sort of horse. And look, I think his ability takes him a long way here. I know a lot's got to go right tempo-wise, but look, I've seen him rattle off a sectional and slowly run races before, so I'll lean his way against public opinion and tip him to beat Spending to Win, who's an up-and-coming colt with a fitness edge, and timing's just perfect. By the sounds of things, he's improved again, listening to Peter. Guard of Honour, not much went right first up. Still expected a little bit more. But he does strip fitter here. And best of the rest is number five, Bryanik, who hasn't seen anything like the class of this field, but he was brutal to the eye the other day. 1, 7, 2, and 5. I just want to mention On the Spot. I thought his was a hidden run in the lead-up in that tactical advantage race, but I was lining up to back him in a little bit easier race than this, but don't be surprised if he does something. 1, 7, 2, 5.
Yeah, look, I'm with Spending to Win here. I like the fact that Peter said this morning that the horse has gone ahead. The only box this colt hasn't ticked is the 1200 box. Now, he's had one run of 1200 in his life, and that was in a Wyong Maiden where he led them up in a fast run race and stayed on the inside in the worst ground. And that was a race won by Hair Trigger. And the form out of this race, this, albeit a maiden, has been franked quite well. He was beaten under two lengths in the worst ground. So I think with a soft lead here, I don't think the 1200 is going to be an issue. I'm keen on him to beat number two, Guard of Honour. He was sound enough first up in that 1,000-metre race at Randwick. A lot fitter here. And if they utilise the lack of speed here, he could get into the right spot. And he's probably, of all these runners, he's best suited at the set weights and penalties. Number nine, On the Spot, you're well pointed out there, comes through that same race, but the last 140 metres, he was forced to go back inside in the worst ground. produced the best last 200 in that smallish field, and I'm just hoping from a better draw he posses up a little closer because this horse has got ability. I'm 7-2-9, and for fourth, number 5, Breinick. Look, lightly raced, only having its second preparation, made easy work of that small field at Canterbury, and last campaign he improved quite nicely between his first and second runs to win second up, so a little bit of an upside about him also. But I think with a soft lead, 7's going to be hard to run down from 2, 9 and 5.
Yeah, welcome back, Corey Brown, last week as well. First day back with the winner. He rides speeding to win there. Darren Flindell likes the 5, Breinick, to beat 7, 2 and 1. 5, 7, 2 and 1 in the Australian Chinese Jockey Club Eskimo Print Stakes, one of the feature races out at Randwick today. It is the Star Chinese Festival race day. It's day one today and then again next Saturday, both at Randwick. And we welcome, Ron, all the Chinese out there today. They've done a lot of work racing New South Wales and the ATC, setting up their own web sites that the Chinese people have been able to go on and read and get information. So let's hope it's a great success the next two Saturdays.
Yeah, wish them all the best. It's a good initiative and the right time of year, obviously. Yep. And let's get them all involved.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, exactly. We saw a little bit of it last night at Canterbury. Another huge crowd last night there for night racing. Race 7, the China Horse Club Breeders Classic here. Dave, a full field lining up in race 7.
And number 1, French Emotion, is at $9.50. The 2, Saritza, is at $11 with tab.com.au. Your favourite is the 3, Danish Twist, at $3.80. The 4, Egyptian Symbol, at $4.60. The 5, Flippant, $5. The 6, I'm Zalady, at $6. The 7, Circular, $21. The 8, In Her Time, at $8. And the 9, Magna Joy, at $35. Two very good goes here, gents and punters. Firstly, Flippant, number 5, $8 into $5. Very, very well backed. And Egyptian Symbol, also very well backed as well, $6 into $4.60. If you're looking at your tab app and your website, you'll also notice that Danish Twist has firmed up $4.60 into $3.80, but the money's been much more hotter for numbers 4 and 5.
Yeah, well, the speed in the race, I think I read in the press or I heard somebody say that they're going to ride Egyptian Symbol a little colder. I'll wait to see what Ron says about that, but looking at it on face value, I've got Magna Joy from a good draw holding its spot. Flippant, little freshen up from barrier 1, won't get too far away. In Her Times, another one that can be handy enough. And then, of course, it's Where They Go with Egyptian Symbol and I Am Zalady from its wide draw. But I had the barriers 1 and 2 pressing forward and possibly sorting the lead.
I agree with that, 1 and 2. She's got to be ridden aggressively to switch her on Flippant. That's where she races best. I'm adamant that Egyptian Symbol hasn't been suited leading. And I reckon some of her best performances when she's chased and she gets an opportunity just to slot in there behind those couple of leaders there today. So I think they'll be just coming out steady and without being aggressive on her. The question mark I have is with I Am Zalady. Now they've got decisions to make, whether they burn or whether they're just a little bit negative. So I thought she was a little bit tricky from the draw there, I Am Zalady. But look, I agree, Flippant, Magna Joy, and maybe In Her Time. I like Flippant here. I thought it was a much improved run when ridden forward there at the Gold Coast. She didn't get in, but not as much pressure here. She's third up, she's at home, and she'll give a sight. Look, that's about her price now, $5. I'm a massive fan of Egyptian Symbol. She's a good mare with residual fitness. As I said, I don't think she's been suited leading of late, and we know she's right up to this class. Of the others, 6 I Am Zalady, wow. She was as fat as a fool there first up at Canterbury, but I can't believe the improvement she showed at the Gold Coast in the sprint there, in the fillies and mares race. She's ready to peak at the next couple of runs. I Am Zalady just needs luck from the draw, that's all. I see Jay's put a set of muffs on her today. And how can you discount Danish Twist? You know, she's had a couple of trials. She's just a hugely underrated mare, and she ran third in the Group 2 Premier behind Takedown first up last preparation. And the excuses went close up in the mire. you know, she's just got this profile because we had her down, just a provincial horse, because she won that, she was in that provincial championships last year. But boy, oh boy, hasn't she come on and taken the next step, Danish Twist. I'm 5, 4, 6, and 3. I can't see much between these four mares, to tell you the truth.
Yeah, great little race. I think a few of the things you just said about Danish Twist hold her in good stead for this race, especially her first up run last preparation at Weight for Age against Takedown, who's since gone on and, you know, proven this form to be really good. Here she is in a fillies and mares race, set weights and penalties. She's got 56 on the back, 55 on the back. And, you know, there's 2 kilos between the top and bottom weight here. Mm. I think she's pitchforked in. She's only got to get anywhere near that Randwick run first up last preparation. And I think she should have won. She was badly bottled away. And when she, you know, eventually got out, she charged to the line. And I just hope she doesn't get too far back today, because going through her form, you know, she has been, like, within 3 or 4 lengths a couple of times. So if she falls into a good spot and doesn't have to give them too much start, I think she's just going to be too good for them. I've got her on top of Egyptian Symbol. Look, no knock at all on her. I think she's there to race well for sure. I think the 1,300 metres was a little bit too far for her at the Gold Coast last start. Back to 1,200 is a big bonus. And look, you've only got to go back to that win at Wyong 2 starts back, where she rated really well and attacked the line strongly. If she runs to that, she's right in this race for sure. For third in her time, number 8. Look, the numbers are good in Easier, winning 2 for 2 this prep, both at Canterbury over 1,100 and 1,200. They like to space its runs. A Newcastle trial since has been terrific, ran good figures in that. She's, you know, as I say, she's up in grade. But she is on the up, I think. 3, 4, 8, and for fourth, number 5, Flippin'. No knock on it. Should get a, you know, the right run there from the good draw. But I just prefer these other ones. 3, 4, 8, and 5.
Darren Flindell's gone for the horse that Mark Van Gestel mentioned earlier in the stewards' report. In her time, number 8, to wear the bar plates today for the first time. 8 to beat 3, 2, and 1 for Darren. 8, 3, 2, and 1 in the China Horse Club Breeders' Classic. Race 8 now is the Star Club Handicap. And, Dave, we start with a horse here, the Toppy Esteban, who gets the blinkers back on again and loves them when they go on.
I'll tell you what, Andrew, very well backed Esteban. $21 into its price at the moment, which is $13. That's horse number one. Classic Uniform at $6, horse number two. The 3 is Last Wish at $51. The 4, Invincible Knight at $9.50. The 5, and now I got an email from you this week, Andrew.
Zorconic.
Zorconic is the way the connections would like it pronounced. So $11 for horse number 5 with tab.com.au. The 6, Hogmanay at $9.50. The 7, Hand From Above at $15. The 8, Lipari, $6 into $5. That's its price at the moment. The 9, Night Voyage at $21. You've got the 10, Stitzel Knight at 17, the 11, Chestnut Road at 9.50. Equal favourite with Lipari is horse number 12, it's been 6 into $5, and also the 13, Mercurium, $101. Best back, though, the horse we mentioned right at the top, Andrew, 21 into $13 for Esteban.
Look, you've got horses like Handfast and Chestnut Road. They'll sort of, from centre field, they'll come across. But the speed is out wide. We've got Hogmanay, a Classic Uniform, and Zorconig, barriers all drawn side by side, the 3 widest runners. They'll come across, and with no pressure underneath them, I think they can just amble and sort themselves out. Quite possibly Classic Uniform taking up the running from the other two, but, you know, with the pace out wide, they have a tendency to, you know, not be as much pressure getting across.
I agree with all that. Look, it's, just go back to this. Now, Andrew, you sent this email out to about 5,000 people. Can you just project?
Zornkönig.
It's not Zornkönig.
No.
Zornkönig.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. You got that, Andrew? Zornkönig. Okay.
Yeah, well, that's what I said, Doug.
You said Zor. Not, you left the N off.
Zorn. Oh, anyway, go on.
It's Zornkönig. Okay.
Yep. Yep.
I like the 12 here. I'm a Nui. I think he's a lovely, big, strong horse. His two runs back have been okay. He's up to a mile on the limit. He's got upside. I think he's awfully hard to hold out here. I think the danger is number 8, Leopari. He was heavily backed and had obviously had no luck there last time. He gets another chance here from a nice covering draw. Esteban would have tipped him if it was 2,000 metres. He hasn't won under 2,000 metres, but I think he's 4 for 4 with blinkers on, and 4 very impressive wins with those blinkers on. So he's a massive improver today. And Invincible Knight likewise. I was impressed with his first up Randwick win. He pulled up with a wound on his near fall Paston last time, and I have to be forgiving, and he could easily bounce back here. 12-8-1-4.
Yeah, look, I think it's a pretty open race. This is any number of chances. I can't see there's anything wrong with the form of Classic Uniform number 2. He's got the claim here. He's racing in terrific form. He's won 2 of his last 5 starts. I thought it was a pretty tough on-pace win last start, this track and distance. Beating my second and third pick in number 8, Leopari, and 11, Chestnut Road. Look, if he gets a soft enough run in front, I'm sure he's going to have something to offer in the straight. 8 for second, Leopari. As Ronnie said, didn't have much trouble. Found plenty of trouble last start after a good effort 2 runs back behind Classic Uniform, so he's ready to produce his best. 11, Chestnut Rose. I thought he was made to a fair bit of use of early last start, and I just think with a softer tempo, and if he could get the run in behind them, I'm sure he's going to acquit itself well and does like the track and distance. 2-8-11, and for fourth, number 4, Invincible Knight. It was a good win first up, found trouble early and got injured second up. Must forgive there. So another one that can race well. 2-8-11-4. I thought it was a pretty tough race.
8's the fancy for Darren Flindell, Mike, here. Leopari for Waller and Abdullah. 8 to beat 12-1-11 for Darren Flindell. 8-12-1-11. And the meeting wraps up here. Race 9 at 5:45. And Dave, we've got this big first 4 jackpot. 100,000 going into this race, the last.
Everyone at punningwithtab.com.au gets involved. The one deploy is at $4.40, and it is your tab.com.au favourite. The 2, Press Report, scratched. The 3, Veladero, is at $6. The 4, Tower of Song, $10. The 5, Got Unders, $14. The 6, Roaring to Win, $8 into $6. Very well back towards number 6, and at $6 price, might and last. I've seen some activity for it this morning. The 7, Tap That, $51. The 8, Disgraceful, $11. The 9, Wear Shaw, at $8. The 10, Art Nouveau, is at $13. The 11, Salt House, at $26. Scratch the 12, Dorf Star. 13, Lie Direct, at $61. The 14, Nikita's, is at $7.50. And the 15 is Scratch. But, gents, very, very good money for the 6, Roaring to Win in the last.
Yeah, well, speed in the race. Well, I've got unders going forward. I think the top 8 deploy will get into a nice spot just behind them. Nikita's from a good draw. Lie Direct from a good draw will hold some sort of a spot. And then drawn widely there, which was, where is it? It scratched top of my list down the bottom. It came out. So, yeah, look, I think a little bit of the heat's come out of the race, and, you know, got unders could just fly solo from deploy.
Agree with that. I think they're the 2 go forward horses. I'd like to see personally Veladero go forward, but he won't. While I first up, outside draw is usually a little bit negative. It's dangerous tipping these nice horses so early in the season when they've got long preparations ahead of them for the autumn ambitions, and especially with Chris Waller horses, they've always got plenty left under the tank. But I thought he would trialled enormous, this Veladero. He was in that high-pressure Honesty Prevail trials, and I thought he showed really good desire, wanting to be around. He's a horse that has won at 1,400, admittedly only a maiden at Hawkesbury first up last preparation. But I reckon he's got a bit of spring in his step, this fellow, and his up-and-coming ability will take him a long, long way here. I'll tip him on ability alone. I think the huge danger, and if he walks into the ring, Veladero, looking soft soft as. I'll definitely swing to number six, Roaring, to win a good positive push to say how he's done since his first up run, where he did look soft, I must say. Good track and distance form, Roaring, to win, and he's right in this race. No knock on Deploy. He hasn't done anything wrong. Winning three from three this preparation. 1400's the right time to try it in a low pressure race. That he's climbing up in the weights now, but he's earned every little bit of it. Look, there's one here, it's 100-1. Number 13, Lie Direct. He's had three trials. I know he's a stayer, resuming, who usually takes racing, but he's another one. He showed really good desire in his trials, this horse, and he really come of age at the end of last preparation, and he's one of these abiles that could kick and have a nice campaign, and this is a race he could sprint well fresh in. I'm going to throw him in a few first fours. 3, 6, 1, and 13.
Yeah, just listening to your numbers there has a tendency to tell me this is a pretty open race, and I've gone with one you haven't mentioned in Disgraceful. He's run 9th of 12th and 8th of 13. You can ignore those numbers. I thought both runs have been good. He had a pretty tough run first up at Canterbury against the bias, and then off an unsuitable tempo he closed reasonably well second up here at Randwick over this trip. He's third up here. He loves this track, and he's drawn to get a nice enough run, maybe three pairs back. And I just think of the odds on offer, he'll run some sort of a race. The dangers, I thought, 9, we're sure. Much better effort there, second up. This track and distance. His third up form is good. He likes the little tiny bit of give in the ground. Just where he gets from the map, he'll probably have to go back. So you have to watch how this meeting unfolds, read the bias, whether the run on horses are suited, because if they are late in the day, he can be charging home. One Deploy. Unbeaten 3 from 3. He maps beautifully. He's fourth up here. He's got the claim. He'll run a good race. And for fourth, I've thrown in number 4, Tower of Song. I thought it was good first up. That was its first run off a 45-day break. Should be a lot fitter here. And it's another that will be giving them a little bit of a start. I'm 8, 9, 1, and 4.
Okay, Darren Flindell goes the 9, we're sure to beat 1, 6, and 4. 9, 1, 6, and 4 for Darren in the last. He likes Del Cello, like I think, Ron, most of you. Is Del Cello your best?
He is. I think the obvious for me, race, he's the best. Race 4, number 5, Del Cello, with a little proviso. Look, Dead Magic, $6. Just have a little speck on her to cover your stake for Del Cello, and I think I think you're cooking with gas.
Okay, so that's race 4, number 5. What about you, Mike?
Well, I was keen on Del Cello a month ago, and there's no reason to change. I think the horse will be too good for them in race 4. That's race 4, number 5. And I think the map bet is in race 6, and that's Spending to Win, number 7. Race 6, number 7. He gets solo in front, and if the leaders are doing well, they won't be running him down.
Righto, so the 2 for Mike, race 4, number 5, and race 6, number 7.
Yep.
Great to be back, Mike. Good luck today, mate.
Yeah, what about this? We're 9 days away for the start of the country championship heats, and onwards and upwards for everything. We've got the best 3 months of racing coming up you've ever seen.
Yeah,
for sure, starting with Grafton tomorrow week with the country championship qualifier. Thanks, Mike.
Cheers, boys. Good to be back.
Good on you, mate. And Ron Duffesy, will hear from you right through the day. So many first uppers, it'll be so crucial, your stuff today.
Yeah. Hopefully we can pinpoint it right, because there is a couple of those Chris Waller first uppers. Just that class on their side, but is fitness on their side? That's a big, big question. So we'll get in there, and I'll get Lizzie's opinion as well, and see if we can line up a few that we'll think will run well.
Good on you, Ron. Enjoy the day out there, mate.
Thanks, Andrew.
Ron Duffesy there from Sky Sports Radio. He'll be on air right through the day on Sky, the radio and the TV, with the very latest from there. Just before we're joined by Brett Devine, and Brett, I think, is online, so we'll go straight to him from the Australian Turf Club. Morning again, Brett.
Good morning, Andrew, and good morning again to all the punters, and great day ahead of us. I know we haven't got a lot more time to talk this morning, Andrew, but we just wanted to quickly mention that the Star Chinese Festival of Racing today, a wonderful opportunity for people to go out to the races if they haven't been out before and take part in a lot of fun, a lot of colour, and look, most of the activity will happen on the octagonal lawn, and people will be able to go and meet a couple of real stars of the turf, Silent Witness and Lucky Nine. They can give them a pat, have their photo taken with them, even a feed, and look, there'll be lots of Chinese food and entertainment across those lawns, singing competitions, And, of course, next week it continues with the Star Apollo Stakes, the return of Winx for day two of the Chinese Festival of Racing. Please go to theatc.com.au, book your tickets. There's a special function on that day. Fabulous 2 weeks coming up at Royal Randwick.
Beautiful singing out there today. Beautiful Chinese food as well.
Look, there'll be sights, there'll be sounds, there'll be smells, and I think, as we said before, our only problem will be keeping Duff away from all those fabulous foods on the lawns there. But plenty of fun for everybody. Spread the word, particularly through our Chinese friends and Chinese community. We've now got a Chinese website at theatc.com.au, Chinese form guides out at the track today. It's a wonderful opportunity for people to be introduced to racing and see the very best in Sydney.
Good on you, Brett. Brett Devine there from the Australian Turf Club. The Star Chinese Festival Race Day. There's nothing like it today out at Randwick. And this is Racing HQ.
Don't whinge and whine about the traffic. Think of the wine you'll have at home. A glass of Windy Peak Shiraz. By DeBortley, of course. Here's the traffic.
Want to lose weight with a program that gives you everything you need? Michelle Bridges will be with you every step of the way. Join today at 12wbt.com. In Eastlakes, a car has jackknifed on Southern Cross Drive at Gardeners Road, nearby a Mascot on Joyce Drive. As you head towards the airport, there is a broken down minibus. In Waterloo, Botany Road at McAvoy Street, watch out for some debris on the road. West Ryde, Victoria Road, one citybound lane is closed near Linton Avenue with emergency roadworks. And the Sun Run is on today. Various roads are closed from DY to Manly right until 11. Right now, the Mercedes-Benz Sprinter Van 310 is available for $42,990 drive away. Ends March 31. Conditions apply. See your authorised Mercedes-Benz Vans dealer today. I'm Jess Capalupo on Sky Sports Radio.
Sky Sports Radio has the perfect way to start your Sundays. From 6, catch the Big Sports Breakfast weekend. Then at 9, it's the wrap.
Pariah, were you expecting a win yesterday?
Look, his trials have been good. Very tractable colt. He did everything right. It was asked from yesterday from Karen.
Form analyst Paul Joyce, along with Simon Harrison, discussed the week's racing with trainers, jockeys, stewards.
And the time form ratings with Gary Crisp.
The wrap. Sunday morning at 9 on your racing leader, Sky Sports Radio.
Dynamic Syndications and Gay Waterhouse offer affordable racehorse ownership. Here's Gay.
Dynamic Syndications are my primary syndicators and I love training for their owners. They buy top quality, sound, athletic and beautiful pedigreed horses. I will be training for them at my Randwick and Flemington stables.
We invite you to join our Dynamic Gay Waterhouse team. For info, visit dynamicsyndications.com or call 1-800-619-999. AFSL 336808.
Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Bet you'll love our $100,000 first ball jackpot on race 9 at Royal Randwick today. See tab.com.au for details. Gamble responsibly.
It is Racing HQ Saturday. Yeah, plenty looking ahead. And we're not only on Sky Sports Radio, but on Sky Racing 1 for another hour through until 10 o'clock this morning, Eastern Daylight Time. We're on the TV and the radio rail right through the year, and we're looking forward to it all unfolding. Sydney racing today, Melbourne racing at Caulfield. It's going to be warm in Melbourne, 34 degrees. Track will start a good four. But will, according to track manager Jason Kerr, get the upgrade pretty early. The scratchings, race one is clear. Race two, take out 5 Skelto, and also the late one of the late scratching of number 5, and also take out number 9. So 5 and 9 now out of race 2. Race 3, take out number 6. Race 4 is clear. Race 5, number 9. Race 6 at Caulfield, the scratchings are 4 and 12. Race 7, 7 and 12 are out. Race 8, take out number 9. So repeating, the late one is Skelto. Race 2, number 5. A rider for Gingy in the first. Race 1, number 3 is Regan Bayless. That's Regan Bayless. Just checking the other ones. Race 8, number 11 is Michael D. That's fine. And race 9, number 2, Great Esteem is Mark Zara. Mark Zara's race 9, number 2. So that brings you up to date as we welcome in the best in the business for Melbourne racing, Dean Lester. Good morning to you, Dean.
Hello, Andrew. Welcome back.
Yeah, thanks, mate. How's Caulfield? Look, excited by the Manfred today. So many promising three-year-olds coming back.
Yeah, I think it'll be an interesting race to watch. It's certainly, as you said, some of the guineas aspirants going through their paces there. But no, I think that the punting might be earlier in the day, but no, it looks a good meeting.
He's helped us through the week, Dean, as well as Mark Hunter, with some plenty of winners. The all-ups have been working well. Morning to you, Mark.
Morning, Andrew.
How's the confidence for Caulfield?
Well, dare I say, it looks like it's an OK meeting.
OK, all right, we'll leave it there. We won't push ourselves. Dave Stanley is with us from tab.com.au. Dave, what about the market here for the first at Caulfield?
All right, it's going to be a great betting day there today at Caulfield. Number one, Mischief and a Bit is at $9. Number two, Star Sorceress, very, very popular with punters, even this morning at $2.40. Horse number three, Gingy, is at $26. The four, Hot Ruby, at $5.50. The five, My Obsession, at $6.50. The six, Primero, is at $11. The seven, Are the Bugs In, at $61. The eight, Tessabelle, at $8.50. And the nine, Sanoi et Loire, I think $12. Sorry, connections if that's incorrect. But Zazor Sorest, gentlemen and punters, extremely well backed here now. $2.60 into $2.40, horse number two.
Righto. Will the Weir stable start with a winner here, Dean?
Yeah, probably, Andrew. It's a little bit of a challenge because there's a fair chance he's going to settle closer to last than first in the run, and the leaders might get an easy time of it. But I think she's the one that can probably wear them down. The way she won at Moonee Valley, it was a very impressive win. Four Hot Ruby, back in distance, blinkers on, good draw. I think she might be the danger, along with the Tassie visitor, Miss It and a Bit, who didn't have a lot of luck first run here in quite a fast race. I think she can lead today, and that gives her a better chance. And then maybe five, My Obsession, who I don't think she can turn the tables on as a sorceress, but might be next best. 2, 4, 1, and 5.
Yeah, look, I think we'll kick off with the winner with number two, the sorceress. So I've got no doubt she needs further. I've got no doubt she's got a lot of improvement in her. But she's just come back for the Weir Stable. You can just see her flourishing. It was a terrific win at the Valley. She'll probably be last setting, giving them a decent start. She's got a fantastic rider. Just needs an ounce of luck and an even track, and I just think she'll be too good. I think number six, Primero, is my multiple horse. I thought it just got too far back at Ballarat. I think it's ready to win. Bit more of a positive ride here, can run a place. Four, Hot Ruby, with the blinkers on, box seating, and five, My Obsession, who's consistent and got the claim. 2, 6, 4, and 5.
Greg Miles, race caller, likes the Tassie horse, Miss It and a Bit, number one, to be 2, 5, and 6 in the first. 1, 2, 5, and 6. Race two is the Robert Hunter Handicap here over the 2,000 metres.
And number one, Cadillac Mountain, is at $12. The two, Dodging Bullets, is $4.80 into $4.60 this morning. The three, Hursley. Punters cannot get enough of Hursley. It's $1.90 at the moment. Was as much as $2.40, though, around lunchtime yesterday. It has been heavily backed, if not the best backed runner today at Caulfield alone. The four, Jekyll Spur, is at $61. The six, Post de France, at $10. The seven, Sir Prosecutor, is a drifter, $3.60 out to a $4.60 price at the moment. And the eight, Goodwill, for Darren Gouchy, at $15. But Hursley, probably the best backed runner there today at Caulfield.
Okay, one for Waller, and Craig Williams takes the ride here. Mark, in race two.
Get a win. I'm certainly not going to take odds on. I think it's going to be a messy run race, but it was very good at the Valley. It should improve a lot off that again, and it does look the one to beat. I just don't want to take the odds on. To beat number six, Post de France, comes through the same race, set three wide. The blinkers went back on there and ran well. Two, Dodging Bullets, is a major query at the end of 2,000 metres, but should get a lovely run, might hang on for a place. And then seven, Sir Prospector, who was fair first up. It might even go forward and take up the lead and give you a sight. 3, 6, 2, and 7.
Yeah, no, I like Hursley. I think he looked underdone to me at Moonee Valley. His coat hadn't quite come through. I'm expecting him to look a little bit fitter and ready to win today, and I think he'll do that. I'm tipping Cadillac Mountain for second. I think they heard backing him up, six-day backup last start. He's a much better horse with his races spaced. He gets the 3 weeks between runs here. He'll bounce back. Sir Prospector, the key to him is he's not very big. I think the big weight relief here will help him a lot. And Dodging Bullets, the end of 2000s, the worry next best. 3, 1, 7, and 2.
Greg Miles like Hursley as well here. Number three to be 2, 6, and 7. 3, 2, 6, and 7. Well backed already is Hursley there in race two with tab.com.au. Race three is the Mel Seckle here. Staying race small this field here, Dave, over the 2,400.
And Andrew, number one, Big Memory with tab.com.au is at $7. Your favourite is the Chance to Dance for two at $3. The three, Lord Van Persie at $5.50. The four, Ocidium Ruler is at $4. The five, Sir Laszlo at $12. Scratch the six. The seven, Hard Earn, is at $8. Well back from earlier this week, was as much as $12 earlier this week, into that $8 price now. And the eight is Skullduggery, another one that's firmed up this morning, $10 into $9.
Okay, so there's been a couple backed here. Hard Earn, who we saw in Sydney last time, is one of those. Dean, which one are you favouring in the third?
Andrew, you can make a little case for every runner here, but I'm keen enough on Chance to Dance. He's come up well. I don't think 2400 holds any fears. Gets a senior rider today as much as anything. I'm with him. Oncidium Ruler likewise gets a senior rider after a pretty tough run last start where not much went right for him. One Big Memory hasn't won for a long time and he's up in distance here, but he does like Caulfield and he does like the 2400 and maybe Hard Earned, but he is back from that unsuccessful trip to Sydney. But I think Chance to Dance is the only one I could be really keen on. Oncidium Ruler, the danger. 2417.
Not much to add here, Hoss. The same numbers in the same order. I think number two, Chance to Dance, will lead and win. It's been helped by the scratching of Valediction. Look, I think if it went forward last time at Flemington, it would have won the race for sure. Mellum takes over. Gate one should just control it, and I think it wins. Four on City and Ruler. It was wide and good last time. It looks to be the danger if there is one. One Big Memory. It's some time between drinks now for Big Memory. And seven Hard Earn, who comes back off that failed Sydney trip where just ran well below its best. It might improve and run a place. I think two wins from four, one and seven.
Greg Miles likes the two as well here. Chance to Dance to beat 3, 4 and 1. 2, 3, 4 and 1 in race number three. Race four, the English Premier. I mentioned in the previous hour that the English Classic sale is on next Saturday. It begins next Saturday night after the races. They've got all of these bonus races coming up and the English Classic sale begins 6 o'clock next Saturday night. The English Premier here, maybe one of these could make it through to a blue diamond. Who knows? What's the market, Dave?
Jukebox number one, your favourite, Andrew, at $2.30. The two, Parast, is at $3.50, but is drifting. The three, Beaver Brook, at $21. The four, Fully Maxed, at $31. The five, Captivator, best backed in the race. $21 earlier this week, now into $13, and that may even shorten as the morning continues because I've already just seen some bets for it. The five, Captivator. The six, Coppergate or Coopergate at $10. The seven, Evil Cry at $17. The eight, Wanted Harmony at $21. The nine, Falling Waters at $31. And the 10, Alice Island, is at $10.
Okay, of the horses running in this race, I can pick out Jukebox. At the moment, it's a $15 chance in the Blue Diamond. Try to make it successive wins here, Mark.
Yeah, and I think it will, Andrew. Number one, Jukebox. It had a lovely run at Geelong. It came out. It was never going to lose and put them away quite easily. I think it goes forward here. It stalks the likely leader, number two, Parast. I think Craig Williams will just have the race under control. It should have improved off that first up win at Geelong. It's on its home track, and I think it'll win. I think number two, Parast, is the danger. It's fast. It's going to, as long as it gets around that home turn at Caulfield, it's going to lead for a long, long way and be hard to run down. Six, Coppergate, has trialled up quite well, can trail through from gate one. And five, Captivator, who chased home all right behind Jukebox down there at Geelong. One, two, six, and five.
Jeez, we're reading out of the same hymn book today. 1, 2, 6 and 5 for me. I'm with Jukebox also. I think he's a really nice horse. I thought, looking at him at Geelong, he was open to a fair bit of improvement and he's on his way. I think he can win. Parast will give a great sight for a long way. He looks the clear leader here and should run well. Coppergate, really liked the trial Monday, and Captivator, who the 1200 will suit and he can be competitive. But I think Jukebox can win again. 1, 2, 6 and 5.
One's the fancy for Greg Miles. Jukebox to be 2, 6 and 3. 1, 2, 6 and 3. I'll ask both of you guys, looking at the Blue Diamond market, what have we got? Pariah at 7, Tulip at 8, Limestone, who's not there, at 9, Catchy at 11, Property, who's not nominated, at 13, Aspect at 15, Formality and Jukebox at 15. What's the standout, Dean, at this stage?
Catchy's the value there, Andrew. She's beaten the two preview winners. She's done nothing wrong in two runs. We see you next Saturday.
Yep.
I think she'll probably win next Saturday and be probably half that price by next Saturday night. So $11 seems terrific odds.
What about you, Mark?
Yeah, no arguments here, Hoss. I think we've been all over Catchy from day one when we saw it. And, look, I think it's a better horse than Tulip, who's $8, so I'm happy to go with Catchy.
Okay. This chairman's race could help us along a little bit more as well. This is the Chairman Stakes, Dave, over the 1,000 metres. What price for the toppy here, Aspect?
$4.60 with tab.com.au. I think this race, Andrew, is the one that the bookies at Tab are most scared of today. I'll get to that in a moment. Feng Shu, the two, is at $19. The three, Spoils, is at $5. The four, Time Awaits, is at $6. Now we get to horse five, Formality. $4 on Wednesday. That was snapped up within 2 minutes. Went to $3.80, went to $3.50, $3.30, $3.20. It's now into $2.80. I've seen multiple bets for it this morning with tab.com. If Hursley wasn't as well backed, this would have been the best backed runner there today at Caulfield. And in saying that, it's very popular, that particular multi. Hursley into Formality at the $2.80. And it's $15 for the Blue Diamond. And I've already seen a couple of large bets each way at that price. The six is at $13. The seven, a Valley Dior at $31. And the eight, Behave at $7.50. But Formality, if it wins, it's a very nasty result for tab.com.au.
Well, let's hope it is for putters' sakes. It's another of these Hayes and Dabernick two-year-olds, Dean.
Yeah, I'm hoping it's a really nasty result, Andrew. I think she'll be winning. And I still even think the price she is at the moment, she's a good price. That was a terrific win on debut. And she just looks a total natural to me. I think she can win again to beat Spoils. Probably ridden a little bit close here last week. With a quieter ride, can get into the money. I can make a little case for most of the runners here, but I think Formality is a standout. Spoils for second. Aspect, the Maribyrnong Plate winner, was advantage that day getting cover, but certainly was strong enough. And I thought Behave jumped out okay at Cranbourne recently. It's certainly not the worst here, but five to win for me from 3, 1, and 8.
Yeah, we're getting a good cheer here too. Number five, Formality. I think it will jump, lead, and win easily. Second pick, number four, Time Awaits, who was good winning on debut in Adelaide. Should get a lovely run behind Formality and trail it through. I thought six, Pageantry, won quite well. Another one that should get a cheap run. And three, Spoils, who's another one that should just park behind them and be in the chase. But I don't think they'll catch the leader. I think it'll win. Five to beat four, six, and three.
Yeah, we're, as you say, Dean, in the same hymn book this morning. Greg Miles likes the five as well to beat 4, 3, and 1. 5, 4, 3, and 1 for Greg in race five. And as the boys have mentioned there, Formality is $15 at this stage with Tab for the Blue Diamond. Let's move to race six here, Dave, over the 1,100 at Caulfield.
Andrew, the one, Kevian, is at $11. The two, Glen Rowan Prince, at $15. The three, Danuki, is a $4.80 into $4.60 this morning. Scratch the four, Angry G. The five, Chiavari, is 11 into 10. The six, Kentucky Flyer, at $21. The seven, Invincible Heart, at $9. The eight, Turbo Miss, at $7. Your favourite is the nine, Cool Spitzel, and it is $4.60 into $4.40. Chat to Maggie is horse number 10. It's at $10. Miss Gidget at $21. And you've also got the 13, Trineo, at $14. But Cool Spitzel, your favourite. Some money around for Miss Gidget. For Darren Gouchy, it's been 31 into 21.
I'll talk to the boys about the Gouch at the end of our preview. Of course, his last day of riding before becoming a mentor for apprentices. But, Dean, how do you see race six today?
Andrew, I'm going with, I see it as the toughest race of the day. There's not one I could just, that jumps off the page that you want to tip. I'm tipping Cool Snitzel because I think, one, she's a dry tracker. Two, she's trialled up well. And three, she might be just too quick here, but with limited confidence. Chiavare, I like the rider change to Dwayne Dunn. Just needs a bit of luck from the wide draw, but just depending on how the track plays in the 9 metre spot, maybe they can win running on down the centre. Eight, Turbo Miss, resumes for the Weir stable. It's not a hard race for it to win with 53.5 if it's ready and fancied. And Danuki, with a slight ease in distance, will give a sight for a long way. And back to the, as I said, the 1100 suits. But total load up leg of the quaddie for me, 9, 5, 8, and 3.
Yeah, I think I'll be having an F in my first leg of the quaddie as well. I'll go number 3, Danuki. I just hope it can spear out from one, find the front, control the race. Doesn't quite run 1,200 metres, better suited here. It's beat 9, Cool Schnitzel. Certainly trialled up really well, this horse. It's drawn wide, and you just want to see it do it on race day, but looks to be going well. 5, Chiavari with Dwayne Dunn from the wide gate. I'd say he'd have to ride it quietly and run on late. And 1, Kiavan. Just a fair while between drinks, but it's going to be up on the speed. 3, 9, 5, and 1.
Greg Miles likes number 9, Cool Schnitzel, for David Bright Oak and Linda Meach coming to town. 9 to beat 3, 8, and 7 for Greg. 9, 3, 8, and 7 in race 6. As we said at the start of our Melbourne preview, the Manfred, some nice 3-year-olds coming back here over the 1,200. Dave?
Yes, and favourite is... We'll get to that in a moment. Well, it is the favourite, number 1, Morton's Fork, and that's because there's been some money for it this morning. $5 into $4.20. Horse number 2, Hey Doc, at $5. The 3, Trenchant, is at $26. The 4, Inside Agent, at $11. The 5 is at $14. The 6, Darren, $4.80 into $4.60, back to $4.80 on that move for number 1, Morton's Fork. The 7 is scratched. The 8, Manolo Blanek, is at $8. The 9, Wasn't Me, is at $15. The 10, Ballet Master, at $15. And then the 11, Into Orbit, an interesting runner, been well back since markets opened earlier this week, $11 into $7. It was going to be Into Orbit that was best back, but there's been just good, solid money this morning for Morton's Fork, gentlemen.
Yeah, it's only had the one trial, John O'Shea told us earlier in the morning, but he said he's a fair horse that will give them a bit of run for their money here, Mark. Morton's Fork in the Manfred. How do you see the race?
Yeah, he trolled up, Andrew, without the blinkers and looked to go quite well. He's just going to need luck from gate one getting clear. But look, I'm tipping number 11 Into Orbit. Its two wins have been very good. The key to the horse is the start. It bombed the start at Sandown. It was just fair away on its debut win. I think if Dwayne Dunn can get it out of the barriers, then it can go forward, nearly find the front, if not control the race from outside the leader. So as long as it jumps okay and gets up there, I think it's the one to beat. I think 6, Darren's the danger. It's trolled up really well. You know it'll get a great run from the barrier. It looks to be flying. 1, Morton's Fork. Can certainly win. He's going to need the gate, the heavens to open from the home turn, but he'll be charging. And 2, Hey Doc, who's just a good horse. He'll be running on strongly. 11, 6, 1 and 2.
Yeah, I like probably the Quinella of 6 and 11. I've gone the other way. I'm going with Darren. He's a good Caulfield horse. He's trialled up well. I think he's got a very good hope here to beat 11 Into Orbit. As Mark's mentioned, the start's the key. It was a terrific win last start. Get knocked down and still get going and win. I think with that run under his belt, he'll run well. And I think the Guineas horses look for them to be closing late. No surprise if they pick them up and win Hey Docker or Morton's Fork. Sorry about Barrier 1 for Morton's Fork, but he's certainly in the mix. 6, 11, 2 and 1.
6 as well here for Greg Miles. Darren to beat 5, 11 and 1. 6, 5, 11 and 1. He was one of those horses, Dean, Darren I'm talking of here, that they tried to stretch out, but they quickly thought, well, let's go back and maybe just see he's bested around this trip.
Well, he did a pretty good job, Andrew, because he went on a Golden Rose preparation and then he came back for the Blue Sapphire and then he ran a really cheeky race in the Coolmore. So, yeah, he's certainly capable in this sort of race, yeah.
Yeah, for sure. All right, race 8, the second last, is the Bill Adams Stakes here over the sprint trip of 1,000 metres, Dave.
And number 1, Fatnar, is your favourite at $2.60 and extremely well backed. $3 into $2.60. Number 2, Thermal Current, is at $6.50. It's been well backed as well. It's been $8 into $6.50 with Tad. The 3, Miss Promiscuity, at $8. Divine 10 is horse number 4 at $18. Shakespearean Lass has been $17 into $15. The 6, Bo Rada, at $9. The 7 is at $41 and Unwanted. The 8, Lady Esprit, at $5. Scratch the 9, Pink Perfection. The 10, Sunday Escape, at $11. And the 11, Ready Sunshine, at $61. Best back has been Fatnar. There has been the firm for the 2, but it hasn't been huge money for Thermal Current. And lots of activity for Shakespearean Lass number 5 to run a place. Lots of place money this morning for horse number 5.
Righto, Pat Carey's runner. Mark, which way for you and the Bill Adams?
I think this is an each-way special, number 2, Thermal Current. I thought it was okay first up, a lot better second up. It's going to be fitter again. It flies at Caulfield. It's got race fitness on its side. Gets a great run from the draw. I think it's, well, down below it, I think it's got all them covered. And I think it's just an each-way special. Number one, Fardanar, certainly the danger. It's trialled up really well. Classy horse. I think it's the only one Thermal Current has to beat. Eight, Lady Esprit, going really well. Trails through, gets a great run again. And maybe number six, Bo Rada, next best. But I think two's an each-way special from one, then eight and six.
Yeah, I've gone the other way in the exacta, but they're the only two I'm taking in the quali, Fardanar and Thermal Current. I think they've got a class edge on the rest. He's unbeaten first up. Fardanar, I'm going with him. Thermal Current, won down the straight last start. He's better around a turn. He hasn't won here at Caulfield, but he's run some very good races. He's the danger, and I agree. I think eight and six are probably the next best in Lady Esprit and Bo Rada. But, yeah, the trim-up leg for me, Andrew, of the quali, 1-2-8-6.
Yeah, we're going wide in race six, the first leg, and a couple of soft there in race eight, eh?
Yeah, wide in the other three legs, but just a trim-up there.
Yep, OK. In this race, Greg Miles likes Fardanar number one to beat 5, 3 and 10. 1, 5, 3 and 10. And the last race, nine, the Darren Gauchy Farewell. Mark Zara takes the ride here on Great Esteem. Dave?
Yes, I wish Darren all the best. And outstanding to watch as a young fella growing up. Many, many good memories. Charlie Boy number one here is at $10. Number two, Great Esteem at $13. Number three, Longeron at $9. Number four, Smart Dart at $7. Your favourite is the five, Duke of Brunswick. Well backed as well. $3.20 into $2.60 for Damien Oliver. The six, Falago at $41. The seven, Self Sense at $16. The eight, Zabrins at $15. The nine, Try Four at $31. The 10 is at $11. Not too much activity around for it. But the 11, Show a Star, has been 9 into $7.50. So best back the 5, Duke of Brunswick. Second best back is the 11.
Good on you, Dave. Dave Stanley's been helping us. He'll be back just after 10 o'clock on Sky Sports Radio to update us on the Randwick markets. But, Dean, how do you see the last here, race 9?
Well, Andrew, I'm certainly far from a sentimental punter, but I'm giving Longeron a terrific chance here. I think he can get up outside the lead to Show a Star. If they put the pressure on a little bit early and make these horses that are vulnerable at 1,400 just that vulnerable, like Duke of Brunswick, Smart Dart's first go at the trip, he's got a really good chance, Longeron, and I think he'll run well. Duke of Brunswick's a good chance, but he needs absolutely everything right to run 1,400 right out. Smart Dart hasn't been to 1,400, but he's in career best form. He drops in weight and can run well, and I'm putting in Adirondack next best, but as I said, bit of a load up for the quality for me. I'll be putting in Zabrins and Show a Star as well. 3, 5, 4 and 10.
Yeah, look, I've come home here with basically no idea who'll win this race, so I'll tip number 8, Zabrins. I thought it ran okay first up. It was running home with Divine Mr. Arty from out the back there. That horse should have won last week at Flemington. It's going to get a long way back. I hope you can run on. If you can, I think it's got an each way chance in a very tough race. 5, Duke of Brunswick. He'll go forward, he'll probably over-race, he'll look the winner. He doesn't quite run a strong 1,400 metres, but he's going to be in the finish somewhere. 10 out of Rondack. That last run before a spell was good. If it's ready, you can certainly be charging at them. And I threw number 2, Great Esteem. He looks like he's going okay from trials and track work. 8, 5, 10 and 2.
OK, Greg Miles and the last like Show a Star for Matt Kumani, number 11, to beat 5, 10 and 4. 11, 5, 10 and 4. Mark, a little bit of value in an each wire. Is that the standout for you?
I think race 5, number 5, Formality, is the standout, and each way race 8, number 2, Thermal Current.
Righto, so 5-5 the best and race 8 number 2 each way for Mark at Caulfield. Thanks, Mark. We'll chat to you on Monday.
Thanks, Andrew.
Mark Hunter there. What about you, Dean, for Caulfield?
I like Hursley in race 2, Andrew, and I'm with Mark with Formality. I think she's a standout race 5, number 5.
Okay, so 2-3 and 5-5. Darren Gauchy, you've tipped him in the last, in an open race, Dean. You've well explained that, but we've all grown up with Gauch, haven't we? And as a 51-year-old, he retires today as a jockey. We're not going to lose him to racing. He'll become a mentor for apprentices for Racing Victoria. But what's the Gauch, Lee, for you today, mate?
Well, I first met the Gauch 35 years ago, I strapped a horse at Terrelgan that he rode called Debt Collector, and he was only a 3 kilo claimer then, and just watch what he's done. And I mean, I think in my lifetime there's only been two apprentices that have sort of transcended racing, and they were both at the same time, Darren Gauchy in Melbourne, Darren Beedman in Sydney. Yep. And he was just a superstar down here. He won 3 premierships before he was 21, 506 winners as an apprentice. Just longevity, probably the best style of a jockey I've ever seen, and I think changed the way other riders wanted to apply their riding style. A magnificent rider in that regard, and as good a rider, just a better bloke off the track. So, I really hope the last win's won, because I've backed it at 10-1, and 2, because I think it'd be fitting for the Gaucho. And being the last meeting that he's riding at is at Caulfield, where he did his apprenticeship. So it's there's a lot of symmetry involved, and of course not being lost to racing, because he's about to start coaching the apprentices, which is absolutely appropriate.
Yeah, fantastic. There was a tweet last night regarding Rod Quinn in New South Wales and Darren Gauchy, that we're not losing them, that they're teaching the young kids their qualities going forward. You love a jockey that cuddles a horse, that sits in a horse, and Gauch was one of those, wasn't he?
Yeah, absolutely, and was always saving something for the end, whether it be from the front, as we saw him so often, and probably in the last 10 years, that's a lot how he'd been tagged, because he wasn't afraid to lead, and because he knew what speed he was going, and I think a lot of the kids have got to keep learning that. But some of his best rides were the spectacular wins on Superimposed from the back, and an Epsom, and other big wins. So he had all the skills, and he's had the longevity, and he'll get the send off that he deserves this afternoon.
Yeah, and for your sake and many of your followers, we hope it's a success in the last, particularly with Hawks Racing, who have been so close to Darren Gauchy through his riding career. Dean, good luck, mate. We'll hear you right through the day from a warm Caulfield, but let's hope it's very warm in festivities for the Gauch.
Exactly. Thanks, Andrew.
Thanks, Dean. Dean Lester and Mark Hunter previewing Caulfield today. A break here on Racing HQ Saturday, then we'll be back. We'll be looking at Eagle Farm in Brisbane.
Sky Sports Radio is proud to be associated with Racing New South Wales in the Country Championships. Starting Sunday, February 12, with a clash between some of the state's best racehorses.
It's Ultimate Dreamer and Profiler. Profiler just in front, however. Profiler!
The Clarence River Jockey Club at Grafton gets the honour of launching the Country Championships. Then there are qualifiers at Goulburn, Dubbo, Taree, Scone, Wellington and Albury. The 2017 Country Championships starts Sunday, February 12, on your racing leader, Sky Sports Radio.
Astivita.com.au. Up to 70% off products, including wall and freestanding ovens, appliance packages, cooktops, sinks, tapware with the new black chrome finish out soon, plus vanities, toilet suites, basins, freestanding and drop-in baths, and so much more. Astivita.com.au. 2-year warranty, over 50 service locations, with free delivery to most areas. Astivita.com.au. Up to 70% off. An Aussie company since 2007. That's Astivita.com.au.
Day one of the Star Chinese Festival of Racing is set to excite today at Royal Randwick. Australia's first multicultural racing festival will celebrate the Lunar New Year in spectacular fashion, with special Lunar New Year festivities, live entertainment, giveaways and all the racing action on the track, including the Group 2 Breeders' Classic. An action-packed day for the whole family. For tickets and information, visit www.theatc.com.au.
If you love a bet, then we bet you'll love a $100,000 first four jackpot on Race 9 at Royal Randwick today, and a $25,000 quaddy jackpot at Wentworth Park tonight. And now you can cash out your quaddy after the first, second or third leg. Collect a payout or ride it out thanks to Tab's Quaddy Cash Out. So place a bet you'll never forget on your Tab app, online at tab.com.au or at your local Tab today. Tab, we love a bet. Gamble responsibly.
Racing HQ is brought to you by Tab. Bet you'll love our $100,000 first four jackpot on Race 9 at Royal Randwick today. See tab.com.au for details. Gamble responsibly.
Huge day out at Randwick today. It's the first day of the Star Chinese Festival Racing Day. Today and next Saturday, the gates open out there at 11:30. Lots of beautiful Chinese food and lots of beautiful racing out there, particularly if you can back a winner. And don't forget that big New South Wales jackpot in the last, that $100,000 big six, the $100,000 The first four jackpot is there. Eagle Farm in Brisbane, let's go through the scratchings. We're on a good four. The weather fine. They watered yesterday. 5 millimetres went on. Race one, takeout number 10. Race two, the scratching is number two. Race three, takeout 2, 9. And then a heap of emergencies, 14, 15, 16 and 17. Race four, takeout 5 and 6. Race five, the scratchings are 1, 5 and 8. Race six, takeout 5, 11. 13 and 14. Race 7 at Eagle Farm, 3, 7, 11 and 12 are out. And race 8, the scratchings are 5, 11, 12, 14, 15 and 18. So they're the scratchings for Eagle Farm as we welcome in Michael Maxworthy. How are you, Mike?
I'm very well, thank you, Andrew. You're spot on with the weather. It's absolutely beautiful for summer racing at Eagle Farm today. Big fields, although, as you mentioned, we do have a few scratchings. The fields have stood up pretty well. And a trainer, one of our popular trainers here at Eagle Farm, Chris Anderson, sponsoring the meeting today. He's a bit of a go-getter, Chris. He's a promoter, loves to promote his stables, and he gets a great opportunity to do that today. A little like Joseph Jones. I think they might have been the pioneers, Andrew, many years ago, sponsoring that big meeting in Canberra each year.
Yeah, they do. They have a huge day there. And good luck to Chris. He puts a lot of energy into what he does, and let's hope it works for him today. First race, mate, a staying race over the 2,200-odd metres here. Number 9, Well Was, the favourite here with Tab Fixed Odds, currently at $3.60. Mike?
Andrew, a lot of these horses are coming out of the race won by Merendi, this track and distance 2 weeks ago. Merendi's here. He won it with plenty of authority, but he rises 3 kilos in the handicaps. He goes to 57.5. So a few of the other horses that finish behind him are meeting him a lot better at the weights, including the favourite number 9, Walwa, who I put in on top. This guy ran a terrific race, jumping up to the 2,200 metres for the first time from 1,600 metres. He got back from an awkward alley. I thought he closed off very well to finish third behind Merendi, and he meets Merendi 3.5 kilos better off at the weights. The horse that was second in that race, Cord Star, did a good job. He led, just found out late, but I think today he probably leads a little bit more easily from a low draw. So we've got him in for second. Then Sky Trek, backing up from last Saturday at the Sunny Coast where things went pear-shaped. And then I've got Merendi in the mix there for fourth. It's an open race, but I'm just going with the handicaps today. 9, Walwa, to be 2, 4 and 3.
9, 2, 4 and 3 in the first. Race 2, two-year-olds here. And we've got number 7, a debuter for Matt Dunn. Gee, you can find a two-year-old in these nice horses coming through. I'm going to go with Trail. Have you heard anything different, Mike?
No, I haven't. I was just Googling a little bit on this horse. They did call it Tress Trail in a trial, but I will confirm it with Matt today. And there was a very, very good cricketer called Kenneth Tress Trail, West Indian and Canadian first-class cricketer. I don't know whether that's got anything to do with the naming of this filly.
All right, we'll listen to you through the day. It's a 220 and favourite with Tab Fixed Odds at the moment. Pretty tight. Has it done much?
Well, she's only had the one public barrier trial. She jumped midfield, didn't show any early speed, but she finished off under her own steam. It wasn't one of those trials you'd say this will go to the races and win. But since then, Nathan Exelby in the Courier Mail yesterday spoke with Matt Dunn, and Matt openly said, "This is clearly my best two-year-old." Mm. He said he galloped her with some of the older horses like Quatronic, I think it was on Monday morning at Mwillimbah, and he said that she kept pace with them. And he pretty much expects her to win, so I'm going to cop that as a solid tip. Number 7, Tress Trail or Tray Trail, to beat number 1, Bear Up, a first starter. Did barrier trial well for Stuart Kendrick at the Sunny Coast. Pinstrike number 3, only the one start for a win at Ipswich, but that was in an average maiden. Got to step it up a little bit here. And then number 9, 10 Foot Tall, who's had the experience of 2 starts. But 7, I'm copping the done tip here to beat 1, 3 and 9.
To race 3, this is over the sprint trip of 1,000 metres at Eagle Farm, and Quatronic number 6 is the Jeff Lloyd mount. It's the favourite at $2.90 with Tab Fixed Odds at the moment over Vienna Queen number 4 at $7. So at the moment, 6 dominates it here, Maxi.
Yeah, I think he represents one of the best bets on the card today, Quatronic, a 4-times winner from 7 starts, 2 back. Back in September, he won the Highway at Rose Hill. leaving jockey Hugh Bowman with quite an impression. He then returned and ran down the track at Doomben and pulled up with a few issues, a little bit lame behind. But that was 4 months ago. He did win a barrier trial at the Gold Coast the other day. I think he's flying. Quattronic, low draw, first up. He's good first up. It all adds up to him. So 6 Quattronic on top to beat number 11, All Troops. Loves the 1,000 here. Loves this track and distance. He's got to go in. Number 10, True Passion, hesitated last start and blew it. Today, from the inside gate, he can make his presence felt by trying to lead and holding on. And then number 8, Frequently, at a bit of a price, she'll get back and run on. 6 Quattronic, 11, 10, 8.
6, 11, 10 and 8 in race 3. Race 4, the Chris Anderson Racing. Divine Service number 10 is the favourite here at 3.30 for Daryl Hansen. Prompt Return number 4, the second pick at the moment, at $5.50.
Yeah, this has been very heavily backed in the last 24 hours on tab.com.au fixed Divine Service. They got some really good odds. He's got to go out there and win for them now, but I think he can do it. He hasn't raced for a month. He was due to race in the last at the Sunny Coast last Sunday, but there was an issue in the gates. He reared, the vet scratched him, but this looks perfect for him. A lot of speed here, and he is a front runner, but the good part about it is if they slacken the speed off, he can get a little bit keen. So I think they'll go flat chat all the way here, and that'll help Divine Service at his racing manner. So I'm going to go with him here on the minimum handicap 54 to beat 7 Whiskey All Round. He caught the eye the other day running on strongly. He's going to get a lovely run back off the speed here. Number 3, Upstart Pride. He's got the inside alley. Back to the winner's list last start when he broke okay and was able to lead. From barrier 1, even if he hesitates, which he can do, he can still kick up and be right up on the speed. And then I've got Prompt Return, just a little bit of a query over the 1,200 metres, but he's gutsy. 10, Divine Service. I'm following the money in here to beat 7, 3 and 4.
Yeah, it opened up at 7.50 with Tab Fixed Odds, and as I told you, it's now 3.30, Divine Service. 10, 7, 3 and 4 in race 4. Race 5 at Eagle Farm. Chris Anderson, who's sponsoring this day up there, has got the favourite with Tab Fixed Odds. Mystic Opal, number 6, it's at $3. Over D9L, number 13, it's currently at $4.40.
Yeah, clearly they're the popular Quinella. These Class 6 plates allow these horses that are performing in better competition to get in really well at the handicaps here. Like this D9L number 13, 3 back, she carried 57 kilos to win a $100,000 race at Rose Hill. She's won 235K, more than these horses here. And here she is with a good draw. She's fourth up from a spell, not a lot of pressure up front. She'll race in the first 3. So I'm giving her the nod here due to the major pull in the weights, number 13, D9L. To beat Chris Anderson's mare, the 6 Mystic Opal, look, she's got a great turn of acceleration, which often separates the men from the boys, doesn't it? But she's got 3 kilos more than D9L. I clearly think these two mares will find it out. 13 to beat 6, and then 4 Time to Talk, and number 12, Drumbeat's Choice.
13, 6, 4 and 12 for Maxie in race number 5. Race 6 at Eagle Farm over the 1,400 metres. We're seeing a Magic Millions runner come here, Candica. Maxie, we spoke earlier about Flippant and a few of these that are running today. Just hopefully there's good signs that these horses have got over that extremely hot day. Candica's the moment at $3.40, the favourite, over Our Story at $4.
Yeah, we'll get to know a little bit more about that today because it was very hot down there, tough competitive racing. But again, in this Class 3 plate, we're seeing Candica pitchforked in at the handicap. She's won $320,000 and here she is on 54.5. Her last 4 or 5 starts have been in the Sires, the Atkins, the Mode, the Beau Rogue. And then on that hot day at the Magic Millions, she ran 8 there in the Guineas behind Flying Jesper. She got back, nothing worked out. I think she's the best horse in this race. I'm going to make her a special. She will need luck from that wide gate, but I think even if she's 3 deep with cover, she'll come with a big run in the home straight, and I think she can win. To beat number 2, Caraca Beale, who will probably try for the lead here. Even allowing for the 2 kilo claim, he's still badly handicapped for mine, but he's in good form. Should have just about won the other day, was badly held up behind them. Number 12's got a hope here, Our Story. She was terrific first up a fortnight ago. No reason why she can't play a major part in the outcome here. And then number 9, Naranja. Now, he was in the Magic Millions day as well. It's a good performance too. He ran fourth behind Irish Constabulary. He's back last. He went right around the field. and in the end he was only a length and three quarters behind the winner. 15, a good thing, Candica to beat 2.12 and 9.
Good race, they've won race 6. Race 7, the Chris Anderson ownership handicap. Leontricot number 2 is the favourite here for Kelly Schweder. It's a 3.60 over 9 Glendara at 5. And Beatnik's number 5, it's at $6. Maxi in race 7.
Well, the favourite Leontricot was really impressive back on Christmas Eve, scoring with plenty in hand. In his next two starts, he's finished 4th at the Gold Coast and then here at Eagle Farm a fortnight ago. But he's met with shifting tracks. He doesn't like it at all. So bear that in mind. I don't think there's any rain in the forecast today. So expect him to improve on those last two fourths today, Leontricot. Having said that, I've been taking with the finale of Glendara, number 9, at his past two starts. He was 5th at the Gold Coast behind Badotti. Gee, in two more strides, he probably would have won it. He flew home. And then at the Sunny Coast last Saturday, ran 7th behind Some Moments again, coming from last, going past them one by one. I love the fact that he's up to the mile. 9 for me on top, Glendara. Kind of horse that needs a bit of luck, but if he gets it, he's going to be in the finish. To beat 2, Leontricot, number 10, High Sun, and number 1, Transporter for 4.
Righto, 9, 2, 10 and 1 in race 7. And the day there completes our time at 5 minutes to 6. Ringo's a Rockstars, the Tab Fixed Odds favourite here, number 1. It's currently at 3.50 over Oink, number 2, at 3.90. And then out to Spring Tycoon at $7.
Well, they're the two quality horses, Ringo's a Rockstar and Oink. We've got Ringo's a Rockstar, who's had 3 runs back. All 3 runs have been terrific. And then you've got Oink, whom I've got a lot of time for. Kelly Sweeter took him to Sydney for the Golden Rose. Didn't quite measure up there, but that's the kind of opinion he has of this horse. He's a carnival horse, Oink. But I'm thinking the carnival's the best part of 2 months away. This is 1,200.
Looking for another cup success. Under
Oink.
Top weight. Hits the lead. And there's another cup for the Meridus Medalpiece.
Destiny's Kiss. Right up. Ringo's a rock
middle
star.
Part of the index length of Orin.
To beat the 2, Oink.
Return.
There's another cup for the Meridus. So one of Matt Dunn's. Now, this 3-year-old. Only
and
one set of
pivots coming to the middle part of the track. And
Charmanisa
hits the lead. From Foreign Prince and Destiny's Kiss picking up. Wide out set of pivot. It's Charmanisa in front. Destiny's Kiss looking for another cup success.
Really well.
Under top weight, hits the lead, and there's another cup for the Meridus Medalpiece. Destiny's Kiss goes on to win the Australia Day. And Sharma,
he's got some hope as well. 1, 2, 13, 3, and last here at Eagle Farm.
Yeah, that Matt Dunrunner you mentioned there at double figure odds, it was scratched from the Tab Highway out at Randwick to run up there.
Yeah, and we know M. Dunn loves the highways, that he's keeping this one home today.
He does love a highway, for sure. Only one standout, or is there a couple?
Well, I'm going to make 2. Dunn's runner in the 3rd. Race 3, number 6, Quatronic. And then race 6, number 15, Candica. Andrew?
Righto. 3.6 and 6.15. We'll let you get into your Google and find out how you pronounce race 2, number 7. We'll hear from you a little while later with that one.
All right, we'll let you know a little later. Thanks, Andrew. Bye-bye.
Thanks, mate. Michael Maxworthy there joining us. David Fowler to call the program today at Eagle Farm, the first hour time at 1.32. We move to Newcastle. We're on the Beaumont today. Fine day. Track is a good 4. The scratchings. The first 2 races are clear. Race 3, take out number 1.
They
race
turn.
4, the scratchings
it's Foreign
are
Prince,
8,
the rails just in front of Charmanisa. Index
5,
Link is sticking on,
three,
and Destiny's Kisses
four,
hunting through on the rails. And set of pivots coming to
race
the middle part of the track. And Charmanisa hits
seven,
the lead.
The
from Foreign Prince and Destiny's
seven,
Kiss picking up.
Eight,
wide out set of pivot.
Five,
it's Charmanisa
seven,
in front. Destiny's Kiss looking for another cup success. Under top weight. Hits the lead. And there's another cup for the Meridus Medalpiece. Destiny's Kiss goes on to win the Australia Day Cup from Charmanisa. Foreign Prince 3rd, then Index Link from Dream Folk, and Centre Pivot came
meeting
to the middle part of the track, but it wasn't of much advantage to it.
I think we've got a couple in the black.
Destiny's Kiss.
First race here, interesting group of horses.
And they're ready, who's fourth
inside
the X chase to this leader in second position. Veronillo's in third, and then Dragon 8 and Souffron coming down the outside. The Exchequer in front. The man's about to run up and join it now. The Exchequer joined by the man, and the man. The man beat the Exchequer. Veronillo ran and gives for the
strong. Most horses are strongly fancied at Randwick today. And he makes a field here which, on disclosed form, he should be far too good for. and he looks an absolute special, number four, Christensen. Thought number six had run okay. The O'Shea horse didn't try too bad. Patria, first start today. Number eight, Valaro for Michael Friedman. Got the blinkers on, won a trial at Randwick back on the 9th of January. Another first starter, and number five, Metal Kuhn. At $1.55, he has deserved it. Number four,
and up here, the Exchequer leads four, by six, five lengths as they straighten. The man gives one, chase to this leader in second position. Veronillo's in third. And then Dragon 8 and Souffron coming down the outside. The Exchequer in front. The man's about to run up and join it now. The Exchequer joined by the man. And the man. The man beat the Exchequer. Veronillo ran third. Souffron ran fourth. And they're followed in behind those by Chorus Gate. And then came Valaro, Dragon 8, Loom just weakened, and Bay of Plenty was the last one. The man. The man wins number 6, defeats the Exchequer who gave them a bit of a start.
This is his chance, number 6. Kangaroo.
Open race, make a line, it will starve down. He's still strong.
He's a city winner.
The next one, Brewery, back runs the moment's most important. And the wider snippets land down the outside from off the rails. Tester Shadow took a slender lead here from Strawberry Boy. Tester Shadow, Strawberry Boy, perfect there. Off the rails and down the outside. Snippets landed out. Four of them hit the line here.
Benchmark 63. Mega Mall number 3 in the Dato colours at $2.50 over Ladder in the Godolphin colours at $3 and Mary Marley number 4 the next best at $5. Gary?
Thought she was the better of the day, number 3 Mega Ball. She had no luck at all here the other day when she was beaten half a length. She was 3 wide with no cover. She was forced wide and she tried her heart out in the straight, got beat a half a length by the plungerous Lady Sansa. She wasn't far away at Canterbury prior to that and she bolted in a maiden there back in November. Barrier 1, Bucko will be able to give her the run of the race. Thought she was a good thing. Ladder, the
375 metres left to go. Michelle Gustave, Strawberry Boy, Tester Shadow goes up to make a line at 3. Perfect there, the next one, Brewery, Backman, Simona's most important. And the wider snippets land down the outside from off the rails. Tester Shadow took a slender lead here from Strawberry Boy. Tester Shadow, Strawberry Boy, perfect there. Off the rails and down the outside, snippets landed out. Four of them hit the line here. And it's a photo, I think, principally between Perfect there and Tester Shadow. But most important, off the rails, and also snippets land all there in a big finish. Strawberry Boy, Loyalty Man, Hot Garvin, Snoopy, then some moments, Lucky Hustler. Next in was Backman, followed by Monsieur Gustave, the Iliad, and the last one, Brewery, and a blanket photo finish. It's a blanket photo.
What's going to win? That he just got nailed at Gosford. Beyond Kings of Leon.
So far as Harara's well back is
as
Dalch Yellow racer to the lead from Oxford Poet. Then Mr.
Field.
Manhattan and Harara down the outside, but Dalch Yellow's drawn clear. Good go for the miners. Harara the outside will get up and run second, but Dalch Yellow, he's down late. And Dalch Yellow won
a good thing here. Going good for the Warwick Farm trainer Shane Mark. Two up this time in, both full of merit. Not far away at Scone in on the Beaumont track. Number 5, Sanctuary Cove, a place hope. And 2 Dominant Crown likewise. But number 1 should win. 1-6-5-2.
1-6-5-2 there. Another good ride for Travis Wolfgram as the Tab Fixed Odds favourite in the fifth race. Gary, Dream I Can.
At Oxford Park, races to the lead now. Dalciello, the outside, is giving chase and further back to Mr. Manhattan. As Dalciello races to the lead from Oxford Poet. Then Mr. Manhattan and Harara down the outside, but Dalciello's drawn clear. Good go for the miners. Harara the outside will get up and run second, but Dalciello, he's down late. And Dalciello won it by a couple of lengths of the line to Harara. Oxford Poet third. Mr. Manhattan didn't close it off today. Then Plateau Gold, who kept boxing on. Further back to Ice Strike, a Cosmic Cameo. The Queenslander dropped out Sun Dance. Further back to Aspiring Zero Cash and King's Tariff was the last one to finish.
Dalciello,
Glenn Schofield.
So he's got good form,
that's been a good win.
Barrier. And young Travis to ride him. I thought he was a good thing.
Then Nick Goldtour rise now, and the Clipper takes the lead. Nick's Vendetta giving chase. It's Clipper in front from Nick's Vendetta. Superstar Bob is rallying towards the inside. Clipper, here's Superstar Bob. Superstar Bob went bang, away he goes inside the 50. Ran out a bit at the end. Superstar Bob a length.
And number 12 is a very interesting runner. I think, as you said, Andrew, is second favourite, Midnight Delight. Was originally an emergency. Trainer Chris Waller got a run now. Bucko's going to ride it. Two runs in New Zealand for two placings at Awapuni and at Waverley. Chris has given it a quiet trial. Wasn't put to any test at all in the trial at Rosehill. Got a very tricky draw, but you keep your eye out for her if there's any move for Midnight Delight. Two are special, beat 10, 1 and 12.
Yeah, Dream Eye Count at 3.50 and then Midnight Delight second pick at $4.20. To race six, this is a Fillies and Mares Class 2 at Newcastle on the Beaumont track.
Pulling and deeper out as they turn it. Then superstar Bob White Eagle, Care to Think, picking up ground with the white face on the inside of Gold Talk. And there is more. He's starting a run on the outside. Up the rise now, and the Clipper takes the lead. Nix Vendetta giving chase. It's Clipper in front from Nix Vendetta. Superstar Bob is rallying towards the inside. Clipper, here's Superstar Bob. Superstar Bob went bang. Away he goes inside the 50. Ran out a bit at the end. Superstar Bob a length. Nix Vendetta got second in the last bound there from Clipper, who was inconvenient. Care to Think doing its best work at the end. Followed by Squared. Then Zaron Youthful. Snowbrook. Further back to Care to Think. And there is more from Gold Talk Farrah. Rothbury. Well back White Eagle. And Tiger by the Tail was always back last. Superstar Bob.
Bobby Alyssa. All those horses. Edward Frosby owns
them. I'm Acker to Mark now, and Hacker last given. Doing a good kick in front now at the 250. Is two in front of Sprite, just given a slap down the shoulder. Defcon's revving up, and Acker to behind those. 100 to go. Heart Tester, three quarters to Sprite, trying to bridge the gap. Defcon underwriting third, can't do any more now. It's Heart Tester, though, gripping on a speedy performance in this trial from Heart Tester. Wins it three quarters to Sprite. Defcon third, fourth. Dixie Blossoms got to the line, and Hartnell was charging through the finishing post. He was doing his best work at the finish, then coming through Man from Uncle.
Race 7, a class for the boys. Lamaso, number 1 here at 3.20, is the Tab Fixed Odds favourite over Walk Right in number 5 at 3.40. So not a lot of difference between the 1 and the 5. Baggio, the next best. Gary, number 3, is at $5.
Third can't do right, trying to him the shoulder, Dan.
We just spoke about Chris Lees. He's only got three runners. Two of them were in that race.
Old Miss getting the last two, the last earth, and the most old going to be tired. That's going to be
a for the Magic Millions when it runs second in the Country Cup behind Irish Constabulary. Andrew, he loves Newcastle. His home track is at 6 runs here for 1 win and 5 placings. Never out of a place. He's always thereabouts, and he's a horse that puts himself in the box seat all the time. I expect him to run well despite 61, but I'm very wary of the Perry horse. Walk Right in. Trial nicely behind Zestful the other day. Danish Twist run third in the trial. Good form last time in, just beaten one day at Warwick Farm. The Englishman's been doing a bit of riding. I think he's English, isn't he? Charles Bishop?
Yes, he is, yes.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah, well, yep. He caught a plane, he told me the other day, to Tamworth for a couple of rides for Perry. And he had a couple from the other day at Musselbrook, and Paul's giving him a good ride here with Walk Right in. It'll be very hard to beat. Nothing but
through a Rod Hartnell, patiently ridden back second last, given a quiet time in the first half of this trial, and Dixie Blossoms whips them in as they straighten up. It's Heart Tester giving a good kick in front now at the 250. Is two in front of Sprite, just given a slap down the shoulder. Defcon's revving up, and Akatua behind those. 100 to go. Heart Tester, three quarters to Sprite, trying to bridge the gap. Defcon underwriting third, can't do any more now. It's Heart Tester, though, gripping on a speedy performance in this trial. From Heart Tester, wins it three quarters to Sprite. Defcon third, fourth. Dixie Blossoms got to the line, and Hartnell was charging through the finishing post. He was doing his best work at the finish, then coming through Man from Uncle. Hey, Rod, and pulling up quickly there, Akatua.
Got a wide alley, but I reckon Travis, have a good ride for him.
Heart Tester.
Yeah. From the bad alley, and she'll be hard to run
2 hours down. 9L Egyptian
today.
Symbol got away, 250 metres left to go. Thrill Seeking over on the inside, and Iron's the Lady on the outside. Egyptian Symbol still just in the lead, but here's Iron's the Lady on the outside. Iron's the Lady going to Egyptian Symbol, and Iron's the Lady. Iron's the Lady. Private Secretary flashes. Wow! Private
Secretary. One of the family. Won a trial recently at Ramwick. And number 11, best of the others. 10, 8, 4, and 11. Andrew?
Righto. A couple of shorties through the day. You keen on races 3 and 5?
Yeah, they're a bit better off than that. They're in the black. Mega Mall, probably get about 240 or 250, and Dream I Can in race five. I think you said about $3.50. So that'll do us, mate, as our two best of the day.
Okay, so 3-3 and 5-2. And before I let you go, mate, in the 90 seconds we've got, Tuesday, we're on the course proper. We've got an 8-race card. The first four races are on the new course proper at Newcastle, and then the Beaumont will have the last four. We can't wait, Gary.
Placing in the swing around the home turners, thrill seeking, then flip it on the outside from I Am Zalady. Kinshark is back nearer the inside of the next one. There is D9L. Egyptian Symbol got away, 250 metres left to go. Thrill seeking over on the inside. I Am Zalady on the outside. Egyptian Symbol still just for the lead, but here's I Am Zalady on the outside. I Am Zalady going to Egyptian Symbol, and I Am Zalady. I Am Zalady, Private Secretary flashes. Wow! Private Secretary's come from nowhere and dived at I Am Zalady in a photo. She was home, I Am Zalady. I'm not sure. Third bit, I Bones up there. Also, there was Egyptian Symbol with Flippin' King Sharky, and also L. Lou from Thrill Seeking, and then D9L. Also, we had Not On Your Live Catcher, 550 Shades of Grey, Star of Night, then Per Hijack Hussy, and Pioneering was last. And it has got up, Private Secretary. She has come from nowhere to win.
Can't wait Private for Secretary Tuesday, but good luck today. Thanks, Gary.
To win from I Am Zalady, who will comb and hose, bid I may might even be...